United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned.
I can't stop in a faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, good afternoon, and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on the 4th of February, 2013. And it's 8 minutes after the hour, 12 noon. Actually, it's 2012 because I'm rolling back the days of time because I'm upset because the 49ers didn't win. So
I don't know why. I told you. I just told you. Did you heard me?
I'm still waiting for an explain.
Ozzie Newsome.
Oh, the great.
Original, the great.
Great Ozzie Newsome.
The great Ozzie Newsome.
Mm-hmm.
He was the architect of that team, and they gave him finally the respect for it last night. The first Super Bowl, they really didn't.
What is Ozzie? What?
Ozzie Newsome is the front office for the Bravens.
The Braven.
I noticed that they had Art Modell's name on the jersey.
Yeah,
for
mm-hmm. Smartest thing he ever did was leave Cleveland.
It was.
Nobody can win in Cleveland.
Well, it's you know.
LeBron couldn't. The Browns can't. The Indians tried. They lost the World Series there. Nobody can win.
Well,
in Cleveland.
Well, at least they got in the series. That's
well, they should rename Cleveland sports teams losers.
Well, you know,
it's in the old name for Cleveland.
Now wait a minute.
Hold on. I heard the other day that Cleveland, somebody was telling me about the Browns. That something's going on with them. They're
moving to London.
They can't move to London.
Oh, that's they should. They'd win there.
They can't move to London.
No, that's not what they told me. They told me that they're doing something with their team that is they're going to revamp.
Oh, a Steeler fan bought it.
Now that's true.
That's true.
Yeah, absolutely.
Turn mm-hmm. sticks up.
Down.
Stick's having a hard time over here, and you're not watching him. So,
your ears.
Yeah, he's having a hard time. Yeah, he lost his eardrum over here, and he's having a hard time, man. You're not paying attention, and you're going now.
Shut my microphone off.
Give him a tissue.
And do something. In studio with me is Ben and Jeff and Sticks. And we are here, and we hope you had a good weekend. It's snowy here in Northeast Ohio. Mm-hmm. We had a snowy weekend.
It's cold.
Mm-hmm.
I had a very, very good weekend. I had lunch with some friends of mine and made some new friends and some listeners to the show.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really great. Spent a lot of time with them and had a good time having lunch with them on Saturday. So if they're listening, I want to say thank you again. You know, people really listen to us, Jeff.
I found that out.
I'm like, are you?
Have we got past the 10 listener mark? Do I have to use my toes to count them now?
Listen to what I'm saying. People actually listen to us locally.
Yeah, but do they learn?
Some of them are the cheering team, and some of them are the jeering team. I'm not quite sure if they're the learning team. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. We got it all because I had a guy out of clear blue sky. Hagen was going to the bathroom at a restaurant we play at, right?
He was going to the bathroom.
I'm going to the bathroom. So he stops me in the middle of the floor. There's a million people still on the dance floor. And so he says, Jeff, why? Just tell me, why don't you like President Obama?
Listen, my mom called me.
Well, I figured she was going to the bathroom because he likes President Obama, which means he's full of.
I was going to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, I didn't say anything.
No. See what I'm saying? We just had a meeting, and I told him.
I we're supposed to be nice today.
So he just figured because I was black, but he listened to the show.
No,
and I said, well, I don't follow anybody just because of their skin color, Doc. And I don't like socialism. I think that it's destructive to America. So he said he's not a socialist. This is a Caucasian man in a full Caucasian place, right? This is not.
Jeff, you understand
what I'm saying.
Jeff, you gotta understand. Mm-hmm. See, you walk out on the white side.
Yeah.
I come on the inside with a dark people.
I can't do it.
No, I'm telling you. Let me tell you what happens to me.
You're attacked.
Saturday, you know, parents have a way of restructuring your schedule.
Mm-hmm.
They just do. I get my phone blowing up while I'm at a meeting. I'm having lunch with some friends. My phone is blowing up. I'm going, okay, I got to take this call. It's my mom. My friend is sick, and I need for you to go see about her. She needs this, and she needs so. My plans that I was going to do, now I am now going to go see. I'm going to the store, and I'm picking up stuff, and I'm taking it past my destination to my mother's destination.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can't find a lady. I said, well, let me go and look at the next door around the corner and find out if they know where she is. You are a Republican.
I got one better. The same guy that came across the dance floor.
Yes.
And confronted Jeff. Confronted me, but I was a racist.
Well, he wouldn't have done. He wouldn't have said you were a racist because he's not on that. You have to understand that.
Is it? You're a Republican.
Yeah.
That's why you don't like Barack Obama. He the president. I said, but he don't care nothing about you. Yeah, he the president of some. He the president of all. I said, so why are you hanging out with gay people? He wants everybody to be included. Hey, dude, you get with a drop dead and put in a respirator, and he going to deal with somebody else who's got their own oxygen tank. Help me out here.
Okay.
I'm agreeing with you. The point is, everybody's labeled these days.
Is that what it is?
Either you're, a conservative, or you're a liberal, or you're gay, or you're straight.
Everybody's got to belong to a group now.
Everybody's got to belong to a group.
Can't just be Americans.
You have to belong to a group before they can separate you and divide you. Once they do that, they can conquer you.
But you know what? I am so concerned. I was thinking about this on my way here. There used to be a day that you were proud to be an American. And there was a day that they taught you pride in America.
That was under Reagan.
Well, no. I mean, No, it wasn't under Reagan. It was before Reagan got there.
Well, for example, the first time I went to England, I walked up to a bobby and I said, where's the embassy? Because I'm an American. There's obviously only one embassy in England.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of consulates there, too, in other cities.
Yeah.
And I noticed that we have football pride. Jeff is a proud Brown.
Yes, I am.
You know, Ben, you're a proud Steeler. Sticks is not me. You know, Sticks, what are you?
3 weeks to Daytona.
Oh, okay. He's a proud Daytonian.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just Tracy. But
he's a NASCAR.
He's a NASCAR?
NASCAR.
But, I mean, if you really think about it, when we were going to school, and those of us, I think we're all around the same age except for Jeff.
No, I'm younger than you, Tracy.
Right, Jeff. And we have a sense of American pride. You know, there's something about...
Well, we pledge allegiance to the flag.
Well, even
you know,
the allegiance, but even...
Not
I mean,
to the president,
but
not the flag.
I mean, I'm minus the president, minus the politics. Just something that makes you say, I'm proud to be an American.
Mm-hmm.
Do we realize that that is not being ingrained in our young...
No, you're not allowed.
We have more prominence in our football team than we do in our country.
Well, it was my country, right, wrong, or indifferent. It's just the way it is.
That's the land of liberty.
Right.
My country, the beyond liberty of the unseen. No, those aren't ingrained in our children anymore.
And even as an African American, all of the, and it's Black History Month, but all of the stuff that has ever happened to Black people in America, Black people even had a sense of pride. That one over here too.
Oh, okay.
Black people had a sense of pride even with America, even in the sludge of America that they were in. They did not despise America. And I'm looking today, and no one has the American stomach.
They're teaching. I'm trying not to call people names.
I will say this. Bill Cowher did have the American flag on his lapel when he was,
Okay, local call.
What I care about Bill Cowher.
Local call, your mic is on.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Okay, do you have one subject you want to talk on? I wanted to ask a question about something different from what you're talking about.
Go ahead.
Oh, I wanted to ask, I know you're up on things, you and Jeff. Do are Afro-American children being taught anything in school about slavery and the civil rights movement? We were discussing that here. We don't know what, you know, we're long removed from the schools. Are they teaching them anything about that?
They get a peripheral.
I think they know it's Rosa Parks' birthday.
I mean, they get a peripheral.
They get a peripheral, superficial
view of slavery and Black history in America.
Well, is this Black History Month?
Yes, ma'am.
I hope they will be taught, don't you think?
But what I'm saying, I said this last week. You know, they get a peripheral, super, very very superficial teaching of Black history, but definitely not what is necessary for the pride in being Black.
Okay.
I'm just calling a spade a spade.
Well, that's what it is.
What I'm confused of, and this is your average white guy, uneducated when it comes to all things Black. Black history, is that Black history or is that American history? Because Rosa Parks wasn't American.
But see, it's bigger than Rosa Parks, and somebody asked the question yesterday, why is it that my child learns about Martin Luther King but doesn't learn about Malcolm X?
Amen.
Right.
So I may not agree with Malcolm X, but I need to ask. And actually, I was watching, there was a movie on Lifetime over the weekend with Coretta. They were depicting Coretta Scott King and Betty Shabazz.
Yeah, right.
And it was the two wives of the slain leaders of the African American movement during the civil rights.
Yeah.
And
but once again, you say it's American history.
But see, the problem is we don't put American history in the history because we write history as we write it.
Yeah.
But we don't. But we also don't tell all of our children that it was FDR and Woodrow Wilson that put Americans in concentration camps under executive order.
They do that.
Hold on. But they also don't tell. But that's why they named schools Woodrow Wilson in Black neighborhoods.
The same guy that aired Birth of a Nation as the first movie to be ever shown in the White House.
Hold on. And, but they still name high schools and middle schools in Black neighborhoods over the same president and then try to take pride in that.
And they were what, Democrats?
Oh, yeah.
They were progressives.
Yep, they were progressive.
Democrats. Caller, I mean, Jeff, did you have it? But they don't teach it.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, unfortunately, that is the way in America because there's a group of people that want to keep you not significant.
In the dark.
And in the dark.
Absolutely.
And that you have no significance to society if you're an African-American person. The only thing that you did was you had Martin Luther King said, I had a dream, and then you have Charles Drew that created or found a way to get blood plasma together.
Well,
so,
you know, that's what I'm interested in, Jeff, that they learn what their race contributed to building this country.
But see, they need to know it, but see, this is the issue. They need to know who they are, but white people need to know who they are and where they came from. And see, the problem is that we're teaching people, and there's a lot of Black history movements and study classes in the inner city for young people. There are.
Thank you for answering my question.
You're welcome.
My point is that
can you all encourage people to let our kids know
that. Ma'am, I promise you, we
oh,
do.
Oh, we do it
I
so
promise
much.
You, and I don't do it just while I sit here. I do it everywhere I go because we need to know. Because actually, you know, I Have a Dream is great, but the Birmingham letters were better.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm interested now in them learning what their people, like you just mentioned, through whatever,
but,
contributed to building this country. We were more than what they say we were.
Yes, ma'am.
We contributed quite a bit.
And the whole lot that was never written down.
Well, okay, you guys have a good day.
All right.
Well,
thanks.
I just like to point out the fact that it should be labeled not just Black history, but Black American history.
No.
Because the plights of blacks in other countries were not the same as it was over here.
But see, this is the issue.
This is true.
But this is the issue. When you write American history and you learn it in chronological order, then you need to put everybody's history in it.
Right.
Instead of excluding...
I'm agreeing with you 100% on that.
Excluding part of history and then taking 1 month to try to cram it all into one.
Right. Yeah, this is why I don't agree with
you. Tell the truth about, you know, Christopher Columbus and what happened with him. Tell the truth.
Look, Black history in Haiti was much different than Black history in America.
But that's true.
You know what I mean? Let's face it. It was 100% different. It was different in France and England because they outlawed slavery
before. But then they also need to teach Irish history and let people know about what happened over in Ireland and why people came here. See, there's a reason why people...
No.
There's a reason why people from Sicily came here.
Mel Gibson taught that history.
That's a good history, too.
Yeah, so we don't... Yeah, that history, we don't have to teach again.
I mean,
that's Scotland.
The Scots were the Irish.
They
the
need to talk about Africa and the reason why people were coming here for servitude initially.
They were selling themselves.
That's correct.
Many of them.
They need to talk about that.
Right.
Get here for a better life.
Well, Tracy.
Yes, Al.
Hey, guys. How's everybody doing? I hope everybody had a good weekend. Mm. Listen, I did a little research in that little incident that occurred last week on the radio.
What is it? Don't mess with my girl.
No.
She hung up on me the other day.
Hey, listen. I'm going to tell you. All I can say is, old girl is off the chain, man.
South Carolina, you got to tell the listeners what you're talking about, because if they didn't listen to her on Thursday, they will never know what you're talking about today.
Okay. Last week, a lady by the name of Janice Fullove came on and was talking about the issue of a city park that was named for Nathan Bedford Forrest, a Civil War quote unquote hero. Who also was the father of the Ku Klux Klan. They were trying to get the park renamed to Ida B. Wells Park. And the lady came on, and she was pretty combative and confronted myself, and I think it was Michigan Man and all of us, really, that didn't quite agree with her. And so I decided to find out more about the lady and come to find out she has been a thorn in those people's side for a long time, as well as, you know, being a bit of a hellraiser. She's had several DUIs and domestic violence.
Oh,
you know, this goes all the way back to 1994. She had a DUI. She got stopped the next week, given another DUI. Then she got stopped for driving without a license. Then she tried to get a duplicate license. She tried to get a duplicate license because she told them, you know, she had a DUI. She told them that she had lost her license, tried to get a license that way. And it's just been crazy. And so I just wanted to kind of, And she also had to apologize at the National Black Legislators Conference. She had to apologize to them because she was dancing on the stripper pole.
Listen, guys.
I take it she was liberal?
Wait a minute. Listen. South Carolina. South Carolina, huh?
Yeah.
You got to understand, I didn't bring her on here because of what it was. I brought her on here because of the issue of the founder of the Ku Klux, the grandfather of the Ku Klux Klan, has a park down in Memphis, Tennessee. There still has streets named after them. And, yes, it's a part of history, but people need to know what causes us to be desensitized and be irate when you see Confederate flags flying over the Georgia State House.
You
got to understand, and it wasn't this about Mississippi. White people don't understand why we don't like the Confederate flag. They just think it's history.
You got to understand. They really don't understand when we talk about this statue of Woodrow Wilson High School, and you name a school after him and put it in the inner city. Make me go to it, graduate from it. It's a mark, and then I learn who he is and what he's done to my ancestry, and then I celebrate him because I actually go to not Wilson School, but Woodrow Wilson.
Woodrow, you know, this Wilson. Is. But here's where I think. I mean, let's just say that we get rid of all the Woodrow Wilsons, we get rid of all the Confederate flags. You know what would happen? There'd be an era of denial. Well, it never happened.
Well, no, we're not.
We were never racist.
No, listen.
You know?
We're not talking about.
We never had slavery in this country.
See, listen. No, we don't. We're not talking that. About. We're not talking about getting rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking about where they're placed.
Yes.
So let me ask this: why is it that we don't put the Nazi Park inside of
the north side of our town,
north side of Youngstown?
Well, we have a lot of Jewish American people.
Why do you not have Nazi Park, or what? You have Hitler?
I'm sure that's Obama's next executive order.
Hitler Way.
Yeah.
But listen, you've got to understand how it feels,
right?
And if you've never, with your history,
mm-hmm.
with your history, I don't see us actually taking a park over in, you know, changing Boardman Park.
Mm-hmm.
To Saddam Hussein Park.
Right. It's going to be called.
Don't make light of it. Just think about it.
No. Hey, I'm not making light of
why?
It.
Why?
Why isn't there a national museum dedicated to slavery? We've got one dedicated to the holidays.
Oh, yeah,
we got one dedicated to. I'm talking about Washington, D.C. now. We've got one dedicated to the Holocaust. Right.
But again, it's not.
And how many people died under slavery?
We have to understand it's not a priority in America.
Yeah.
17.
I mean, you can still go see the slave market in Charleston, South Carolina, which I think is an excellent place where
it is.
People need to
I'm
take their children
a
to understand
national,
this.
I'm a national
but even,
museum
listen,
like we have one.
But even if it's not, listen, if you don't have to, right now for me.
I mean, that's history.
You don't have to have a national museum for me,
mm-hmm.
but what you do need to have is don't name my high school after somebody that was racist. And don't put a
They're not. They're naming it after a Democrat, which
no,
is what
no,
I'm
no.
serious.
You're,
they're
you're,
loved
you're,
in the inner city, aren't they?
And it's not Democrat.
It's progressive.
Well, he was both.
No.
Well, I mean, but
he was the first progressive,
you know,
I think.
But you got to have a two-party
no.
system.
But so was T.R.
Yeah.
T.R. was the very first progressive. As a matter of fact, he named his party Progressive Party.
I think he hated his parents.
Exactly.
That's why he hated the fact that his parents were successful. I think that's what it was.
Well, I mean, no, it's just the progressive's mindset is one of world dominance. These people were elitist. You have to understand they are your highbrow educated people.
And something else that a lot of people don't realize is they need to understand that the early 20th century progressives looked at Irish and Italians the same way as they did at blacks.
Again, but we don't. Again, going back to what I said about history, we don't teach that kind of history.
No.
So what we teach is they tell black kids in school, especially in the suburbs, that you came from slaves.
That's what they say.
And that's not always the case.
Well,
it doesn't
matter. You're
black,
you come from a slave,
yeah.
And you didn't invent anything, you didn't become anything, and you didn't
right.
contribute to society.
Now, I think the man is politically he is on 100%. Michael Savage, I'm getting ready to say, he's a talk show host, a national talk show host.
He comes on here in the evening.
Yes. Well, Savage, one day, and I could not get in. He said, "What has the black race ever done?" Invented or thing to bring forth society.
Oh, that's a question for Booker T. Washington.
Well, it's not about that. No, it's Booker T. Washington did ain't done
do.
The very fact that you got
air conditioning, cell phones,
air conditioning, stuff like that.
That's the whole reason Carter had peanuts.
It's bigger than peanuts.
Way bigger.
They're bigger than peanuts. And when I come back, I'll bring back a list. See, that's the issue.
Hey, Tracy.
Yes, Al.
Every time you stop at a stoplight. You can thank a guy named Garrett Morgan.
That's right.
Don't forget that heart transplant.
What about every breathing apparatus? Underwater breathing apparatus?
Fire. Absolutely.
We'll be right back. We're listening to
Tracy
and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. We'll be right back.
For the first time. Lord knows I fell in love. Watching him, I realized exactly what I wanted to be. He inspired me so much. As a matter of fact, the first song I ever performed with Destiny's Child was a Jackson 5 song. It was called Where You Are. And it was a song we auditioned to get our record deal. It was the beginning of our future. I love you forever, Michael Jackson.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Fit Family, unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal: ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassetech.com.
Mark LeBoy, WSOM News. A woman whose body was found at a truck stop in Austintown 21 years ago has finally been identified. The Mahoning County Coroner's Office says the body belonged to Sharon Lynn Kadzierski of Pembroke Pines, Florida. She had been murdered. Officials say she died of blunt force trauma to the head. Youngstown Councilwoman Janet Tarpley says she plans to run for Congress. Tarpley serves the 6th ward in Youngstown. Speculation had circulated around Tarpley as a possible successor to Mayor Chuck Samaron, who says he is not running again so he can spend more time with his family. And outstanding debt among Ohio's 13 four-year public universities has nearly tripled during the past decade amid a building spree on classroom buildings, dormitories, and recreation centers. Ohio State has the largest total debt load among Ohio's public universities at nearly $2.5 billion, more than four times what it was in 2002. You're up to date. I'm Mark LeBoy, WSOM News.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM, 347-945-5229, or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM, online at tracyandfriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. It is 38 minutes after the hour of 12 noon here, and it is the Monday after the Super Bowl, and we want to say congratulations to the Baltimore Ravens. It is good to see you there. I'm rooting for the 49ers. But
Ravens!
Again, I'm glad to see the, you know, it's okay. I'm all right, as long as, you know, it wasn't a
Steelers.
No,
I want to say congratulations to the DeVarla Corporation. I mean,
for making it that far.
Yeah, that's
a
pretty, yeah, after but, you know, a losing season a couple years ago, and they turned it around.
You got to understand, this is not their first dance, you know, first time to the dance.
No, they won five Super Bowls.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, they,
yeah.
This is like
how many did the Browns win?
Who?
The Browns. How many?
We won many.
How many Super Bowl rings do they have?
The Super Bowl.
It's called Cracker Jack.
No.
Yeah. Wait, how many Super Bowls they play in?
We've never got to those places.
So basically,
but the thing
you're saying
is
Cleveland should rename
before
their
the Super Bowl,
their
you guys.
Yeah.
We won the division almost every year. That's why you guys are just caught up and passed us over the past.
So there's
7 years.
There's three. So there was what, three teams then? Four.
Yeah.
Four.
Well, that was a lot
was
more
there.
Than four. But
not only that, you got to understand.
One was in the Akron.
And not only that, you got to understand.
One in Akron, one in Cleveland.
Yeah, one in Youngstown.
No,
one
it wasn't that far
yeah.
back.
You know, and not only that, you got to understand. You know, it's let the Browns, let the dog pound have its day.
Yeah.
The Ravens, Ossie Newsom, Awesome Newsom, the football architect.
Yeah,
created this.
And he left Cleveland and became successful just like LeBron.
Well, he left with the
he left and got a ring.
He left with the Ravens.
He left with the Browns when they moved to Baltimore, but they stripped them of the name Browns because they couldn't have the name.
The Baltimore Colts didn't win. It was the Baltimore
Ravens.
Yeah, see.
This is what I'm
so
saying.
So once your team leaves, you kind of lose it, Jeff.
I don't know if you figured that out yet. If I wasn't broke, I'd have a Ravens jersey on, okay? And a hat, but this is as close as I can.
So you're saying if money was Super Bowl rings, you'd have as many as the Browns?
Ben, you're going to pay for that.
Oh, that's good. Hey, listen, 438, did you want to? Do you want to have anything to say? I see you're out there. You didn't push the button, but I just wanted to make sure.
Okay.
South Carolina, did you watch the game yesterday? Hold on. 438?
Yeah, Tracy, it's me. No, I'm just listening to you guys right now.
Okay.
How was your weekend? How's everybody, by the way?
Hi, Stanley.
Hey, yes, it's me, yes.
Hi, Stanley. How are you, darling?
I'm good. How's everything going with you? Are you still doing your project of losing the weight and things like that?
I don't know if I'm losing the weight, but I'm working out. How's that?
Good. Congratulations.
I'm working out. I'm running on the treadmill. You know, I'm doing that. I'm not losing no weight. I'm trying, y'all. But you know what? Family's coming. I can cook.
Man's going to run after you now. You got to get
listen,
back.
He can't catch me. He can't catch me because I can run. I just like I can cook. I can bake. You guys don't understand.
Oh,
I have skills.
You got a lot of attention. I'm very
Stanley,
proud that you have
skills. I got skills in the kitchen.
Sweet potato pie, right?
Oh, sweet potato pie. I mean, cakes and pies.
When are you going to bring in that sweet potato pie for the cast of Tracy and Friends to enjoy?
We're not allowed to make those.
You're not?
No.
It's not in the diet plan?
Listen, you understand. Sweet potato pies, cakes, pudding shots, none of that is allowed.
I brought a calorie-free cake in a while back.
I know, and when I got on the scale, I gained 2 pounds from your calorie-free cake. No, it's a bad deal.
No way you gained 2 pounds from that calorie-free cake. You only had a slice.
That half a piece
about a quarter of an inch
didn't weigh an ounce maybe?
Yeah.
Get an ounce
but
of
you
cake.
Don't understand what chocolate does with the food. That once I eat sugar, it's like alcohol. It's like an alcoholic.
Oh, really?
But yeah. You just can't eat one.
Chocolate is catnip to women.
That's what I'm saying. Now, you understand, South Carolina. You understand.
Catnip. I like that.
That's what it is.
Well, they say there's
it's like
so
a moth to the flame.
There's so many chemical compounds in chocolate they haven't really even discovered them all yet.
The endorphins. It's good for your heart. It's good for your happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And the better the chocolate, the better the chocolate. Oh, I need to do that.
What? Chocolate now?
Chocolate. Anybody got any chocolate?
No. Sorry.
Oh.
Sorry.
See, anytime I'm having a bad day, if you guys don't need chocolate, I'll be straight.
That's why they tell you, once you go black, you never go back.
Because it's chocolate.
Yeah, but there's white chocolate, too, isn't there?
Yeah, that's not
real chocolate.
Hold on, but that's been stripped.
It took all the good stuff out.
Wait a minute. I get my chance to nationally hate on Dunkin' Donuts.
Why? No.
They had a white hot chocolate, okay, year before last. It was the best hot chocolate I ever tasted in my life, okay? Christmas time came up, they changed it over to a mint chocolate, and they never got the white chocolate back. I'm up there saying, what's wrong with you guys? Will you please put the white hot chocolate back in there?
And their chai teas are good there, too. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, they got
lots of calories.
Can y'all do me a favor when y'all leave here?
Go pick up a
Dunkin' Donuts. Get us.
They pay for calories.
I don't want to get paid calories. I would love
to be able to approach
you. Did you guys hear about Hostess?
Hostess Ho-Ho's?
Yeah, you know they're coming back, right?
Where are they coming back as?
McKee Foods bought them.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
The Little Debbie people bought out Hostess. So, Sleepy's will be on the way back.
But guess what? If you want to know the truth about it, If you let Big Bird go, he'll come back bigger and better too. Quiet as it's kept, since the government is subsidizing Big Bird.
Now, you know McKee Foods, they close on the Sabbath.
Oh, just like another great institution called Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
No.
From sunup, they close from sunup Friday to sundown Saturday.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. There's nothing wrong with that.
Same day.
Are they Jewish or are they Seventh Day Adventists?
Yeah, that's
7 minutes,
yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, just the same.
Now, I got a question. I got a question because that do something else. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. It is open mic. Now, if my family, I have family members who are Seventh-day Adventists. And Seventh-day, hold on.
Explain what that is, though. I don't know.
Wait a minute. Before you get there,
uh-huh.
Seventh-day Adventists has a very, very strict dietary regimen that they work on.
They don't eat the Twinkies they make.
My question is, how are you going to have a strict dietary regimen and sell Ho-Ho's Twinkies and chocolate? I just want to know. If anybody's out there, I can't wait to ask my family that one.
Well, Tracy, it's not bad. I mean, ho-hos and Twinkies and all that are not restricted by what the Bible says. The reason I know this is because my mother's one, okay? You know, they're talking about the restriction as far as what kind of meat and things like that, the meats that are clean, meats that are unclean, and so on and so forth. You know, they go strictly by the Old Testament law and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, they don't eat bacon?
Definitely not.
No,
they're almost a kosher.
I don't trust anybody that doesn't eat bacon.
I ain't giving up on the. I ain't giving up.
Like, yeah, I'm a definitely big bacon lover. Yeah.
You couldn't be a 7-day Adventist.
that's quite all right.
I can't be
a member of Weight Watchers either, but it doesn't bother me.
I even put sausage in my meatloaf.
I put sausage in my dressing.
In your dressing.
Oh, yeah, sausage and dressing. We make sausage rice.
Oh, that's like the Creole. They put sausage and beans together and rice?
Yeah, that
everything tastes better with pork.
No, I don't put any beans.
The other white meat.
Yeah.
I got to change the subject again.
Okay.
Did y'all hear about President Obama this weekend and the guns and the skeet shooting and the...
Wait, we talked about that.
What happened with the golf and the skeet shooting and the rifle and the bullets?
He wasn't shooting no clay pigeons. He might have been shooting a
shotgun.
They got
a picture of him shooting pigeons.
No, they got him picture shooting a shotgun straight ahead.
Yeah, up in the air a little bit.
I'm saying, either he was doing a phony thing or he was shooting the guy that was releasing the kids.
That's what I'm saying.
Dick Cheney.
He was pulling Cheney. There's no way in the world you're gonna shoot. No, wow, that's impossible. Not unless you shoot a blank or something. That was crazy, man.
I gotta pick one of them, guys. I'm looking at the photo right here.
This is so stupid.
I'm watching him right now with a gun in his hand shooting clay pigeons straight ahead.
My question is,
right?
He's been president over 4 years, and all of a sudden, now. We're looking at a picture that was supposedly taken last August of him shooting a shotgun. Now, if he's this big, avid Second Amendment shotgunner, how come we haven't seen a picture before now? We've seen all them pictures on the golf course.
Yeah,
because it wasn't relevant. But let me ask this. You guys got a point there with the straight thing, because I've never seen you shooting clay pigeons straight. You got to shoot up. You don't shoot down, huh?
Now, I'm asking another thing, because I asked Mr. Sticks yesterday. I asked him, I said, what do you think about the picture? And then he said, it's kind of strange to see the gun venting from two different places.
Yeah,
did he have a hole in it? Had a hole in it?
Well, that could be one of those new... they actually call them flash compressors, but what happens is from kicking up, they vent the gas out upward.
They're doing that on shotguns?
No. Yeah, they're doing it. They have it on shotguns, too.
Okay.
I was unaware of that.
What were you saying, South Carolina?
No. You got to look at the angle on this thing.
He's got a point there. You can't do pigeons straight ahead.
We came to that the other day.
Listen, and even with that, if you're shooting skeet, why would you want to have that on there anyway?
He looks pretty good with a gun.
Some of those come with chokes on them, if you understand what the choke is on a shotgun.
Yeah, I understand what a choke is, but
some of them will vent the gas off to an angle, like a 90-degree angle on each side, just to, you know, so you keep on target a little bit.
That's cheating.
It is.
But it does
make a better shot.
Why did they even get into this conversation with him with a gun in his hand?
Because he has to be seen as credible when he goes out here and tell you he's going to take your guns. And that's what's going on. It has nothing to do with anything else except that he wants less guns, because then when the time comes for his other progressive guys to take over the United States, they'll have less guns to deal with than 500 million they have right now.
Well, the only people going to have guns are the criminals, which they're part of.
Well,
but I'm just saying, no, I mean, but see, this is the issue. Everything that goes on with the president is on a timeline.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Yeah.
And that,
so,
that one was lost
hold
in
on,
time.
Hold on, hold on, wait a minute. So when you go to release a photo, you make sure that you alter all records to show the timeline correctly. Now, that sounds like 1984.
Well, that's why Hillary
Clinton.
Well,
that's a memory hole, you know. Remember the guy's job, Winston?
What's really amazing is how his birth certificate predicts the name of a country 2 years
Yeah,
that's really amazing.
Okay, let's go back. Don't go there. I just want to know. We're not taking that rabbit trail today. But my question is, this happened this weekend, and they have him skeet shooting and – well, maybe he was skeet shooting and golfing on his birthday.
Well, that was in the summer. That was a summer picture.
Yeah, they said the picture was in August.
Yeah.
Right,
August
4th.
Yeah.
And they're saying the picture's from
2008. Huh? When you don't do any work.
From what I understand, the picture's from 2008.
But that's not how they released it. They released it as being a picture from 2012 on his birthday.
Really?
Yes, okay. It says he was at Camp David on August the 4th, 2012. And then they have also, but his actual timeline, his schedule says he was at the golf course.
I wrote on my Facebook that it was gonna the truth was gonna come out so much. And I know that the left-wing lemmings aren't going to worry about it because they're always on the fight. Onward, toward the sea. You know, they're going down. They want to go down. I don't understand why these people think that you're just stupid. Al Gore can do – look at Al Gore. We'll take Al Gore again.
Yeah, sells a paper to Al Jazeera.
Yeah,
station.
Talking about station. They've proved in the last so many years that they have been a credible news agency, and so I wanted to sell to them because I thought they were best. They were the best.
Even though they end every sentence with, I kill you.
But no, it's not even that. Because if you look at
– I love
– it's not what they – it's not that. It's still a foreign entity.
Not only is it a foreign entity, they know they have ties to terrorism. They have they are pro –
Oh, please.
They
you know
are
how
pro-Hamas.
We got some what's his name? Jerry Lewis telethon.
Right.
Yeah, they got a I kill you all telethon the same weekend.
Then,
well, seriously, they raise money for terrorists.
They support Hamas.
Yeah, yeah, they do. It's no big secret.
Hold on. Listen, now I got to tell you, they tell me that Hamas is nothing but a service agency over there in the Middle East that helps people.
Yeah.
Because of what goes on with
and Tracy.
Yeah.
The Ku Klux Klan is a gentleman's club.
Just like the Rotary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't play.
And they want you to join.
Ruritans. Ruritans then. We'll go with Ruritans.
You
mess with the Ruritans.
They want you to join.
I haven't integrated there yet, but I'm on my way.
Okay.
You know, and that's what's funny. You know, the Second Amendment, you know, really helps protect minorities, you know, from our federal government, and they just don't get it. The majority of them just don't get it.
Last week, our gun guy brought it up over and over and over again. Every black person should Google the racist roots of gun control.
Right.
There is no black person in this nation that should be for any form of gun control.
I agree with that.
I played a clip on Friday.
Right.
And I needed this part, too.
It's amazing to me how the liberal left, who, you know, literally want to kill a third of the world's population, can get people that they're targeting to support them.
The Stockholm Syndrome.
Mac, where are you going that we want to kill a third?
Stanley, you're a prime example. You are a prime example, my friend.
So go ahead. Show me how
yes.
I'm a prime example.
I don't have
go
to
ahead.
Show you. You can find it for yourself. There's a monument outside of Atlanta, Georgia. That's a progressive monument, and you can go read for yourself. They're dragging them away. See, I told you, Stanley, you're too late for you.
They're going to euthanize you, Stanley.
Yeah, there it is.
I
in all seriousness.
I just, and like I said to Tracy, and I've said to many of your shows,
The problem with you, conservative, is you made a lot of assumptions. You want us to be in the fear tactic.
Stanley, I'm not assuming that monument's there.
Yes, you are. You are.
No, I've already told you to Google it. You can see it. It's there for yourself. Don't believe me. Don't believe me.
Hey, listen. Hold on. I don't know what the heck you're talking about. I know nobody
else. Remember that.
I don't know what you're talking about. What are you saying?
There's a monument down in Georgia.
Go ahead.
There's a monument down in Georgia.
Outside of Georgia. Atlanta. Dedicated to the progressive movement.
To the progressive movement, and nobody knows who built the monument. They just tell you that there was a well-dressed man that came in, and he contracted people to build this monument, and they put a plaque on and in the building of this monument.
Yeah.
That the goal of the progressives was, and they name it the progressives, so it's not nobody, you know, saying it, anything, that they want to decrease the world population. Was it to 500 million people?
I don't remember. I think it could have been 500 million.
500 million.
Or
and certain other things that they intend to do, and this is their goal, and this monument will be there, and they'll celebrate at this monument once they achieve this thing, and they believe they're going to get this.
And trust me, it wasn't a conservative that came
right.
in. It was a progressive who built the progressive movement, and the progressives are generally liberal and generally Democrat, and that's the party
that
supports Stanley.
Here in the United States.
Hold on before you go, before I let Stanley in. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. I'm going to take a break in just a second, but I have to say, I want us to understand the Democrat Party has been hijacked. The majority of the people that are a part of the Democrat Party have no idea what you're talking about and why you keep on slamming them, because they take it personal.
Right.
But it has absolutely
nothing
to do with
new,
it.
Though.
No,
you've got to realize how many Jewish people supported Hitler back in 35 and 34.
It has absolutely nothing to do with the people that vote Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
Because people think that they're Democrat just because they vote that way. And in actuality,
they're conservatives.
They're conservatives.
Yeah. I understand that. So I just wish they understood that.
But you have to. But you got. But the thing is, we slam them personally talking about the Democrat.
No.
We
do. I don't mean to slam them.
But you do. Every time you talk about Democrats, you throw all of them into the same basket.
Right.
And they
really don't
have a clue that they've been
hijacked.
You know, right. Hmm? They have no idea that you have. They have been thrown under the bus, backed up over, and then dragged down the street.
Yeah. What I don't understand is why they don't do the research themselves and find out.
No, they don't believe it.
It's not because it's propaganda. They've been conditioned to believe that anything that comes out of a Republican's mouth is anti-Obama, and it's not. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM, and we'll see you on the other side of our break.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Will come shortly in Minneapolis, the scene of a mass shooting last September. ABC News White House correspondent Ann Compton.
Looking for gun reforms that have worked, President Obama is in Minneapolis. The high crime city, once dubbed Murderopolis, has pulled together to reduce gangs and guns, and the state is debating tougher background checks. he'll hear from law enforcement in their emergency command center following a mass shooting last September in which a deranged man killed six co-workers.
Many in Chicago are calling on the president to come there and speak about gun violence in his own backyard. Chicago saw 500 murders last year, another 40 in January. Doctors in England say the Pakistani teenager, shot and nearly killed by the Taliban in October for promoting education for girls, is recovering well from surgery. 15-year-old Malala Yousafzai said in a just-released video she's been given a second chance at life.
I want every girl, every child to be educated. And for that reason, we have organized Malala Fund.
A full house for today's funeral of former New York Mayor Ed Koch, being remembered at his temple and buried in Manhattan's only graveyard, Trinity Episcopal Cemetery. Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
A Polish Jew in an Episcopal graveyard in a largely Dominican neighborhood. What could be more New York, or even more Ed Koch?
Koch, who is largely credited with reviving New York in the 1980s, died Friday at 88. Number of confirmed deaths from yesterday's bus crash in the mountains of Southern California is expected to rise beyond eight. A tour bus carrying dozens of men, women, and kids from Tijuana, Mexico, crashed after spending the day at a ski area. This is ABC News.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Julian with Safelite Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safelite, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And Safelite emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for Safelite or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelite.com. Pepper Pear Davis has died. She was a star of the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League in the 1940s that inspired a movie. ABC's Deirdre Bryant with her story. The movie was A League of Their Own.
There's no crying in baseball!
Pepper Pear Davis was the model for Dottie, the character played by Gina Davis.
All right, May, center field, lead off.
The league was created in the fear that World War II would interrupt Major League Baseball. Pear Davis was a catcher who played for 10 seasons and helped her teams win 5 championships. She worked closely with Tom Hanks.
I was a technical advisor on the film for 3 months, and there's just an awful lot of truth in the movie.
Pepper Pear Davis was 88. Deirdre Bryant, ABC News. On what would have been civil rights icon Rosa Parks' 100th birthday, the U.S. Postal Service will begin selling the Rosa Parks Forever stamp, unveiled at a ceremony this morning at the Henry Ford Museum in Dearborn, Michigan, where Rosa Parks' bus is on permanent display. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Julian with Safelite Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safelite, America's largest, gives you the reliability.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming. But Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Are you looking to secure your financial future? Have you realized that 401ks and the stock market aren't all they're cracked up to be? Listen to Straight Talk Wealth with me, David Gallner, heard every Saturday at 11 a.m. We're your experts in all aspects of wealth preservation, tax saving, retirement planning, and income guaranteed to last a lifetime. Can't wait for the show? Call us right now at 888-882-5578 or log on to straighttalkwealth.com.
You had an accident and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Affordable liability insurance from Safe Auto. For not a lot of money, you can protect yourself from your own mistakes. Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO now. Drive safe, spend less, Safe Auto.
It's Valentine at SweetJack.com. Right now, save $30 on a beautiful 24-stem red rose bouquet from the Ultimate Rose. But unlike love, this rosy deal won't last long. Order today at SweetJack.com.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. And you can check us out on iHeartRadio. You can check us out at TracyandFriends.com, Blog Talk Radio, and 600WSOM.com. Anywhere, if you have a computer, if you have a phone, if you have Android, if you have an iPad, you can find us anywhere. And then we are also on terrestrial radio here on WSOM AM 600. In studio with me is Styx and Ben and Jeff. And we want to talk to you. The number is 347-945-5229. Bill in the Facebook chat room sent me something called, let me pull this up. Sorry, I had it up and then I pulled it back down. Called Georgia Guidestone and the Manifesto to Eliminate 6 Billion People from the Planet Earth. And you can find this at BibleSearchers.com.
Make sure, before you do this, make sure that Stanley can hear you.
Stanley can hear me. Stanley can hear me. He's on. He's up. He's up. So that you can, and just check that out. It talks about the mutation. It talks about the manifesto. It talks about the choice database heist on consumer private information. It talks about the Secret Service police, force bombs, and biochemical plants. It talks about AIDS being man-made. It talks about the H1N1 flu epidemic. It talks about, you know, judgment. It talks about a lot of things. And I'm not saying that it is all true, but I am saying that it is something that you need to research on your own and take a look at. There's nothing wrong with looking at things and having your eyes open, so if you see something coming to fruition, you know where it's going.
Well, it's a granite monument with this stuff chiseled in it. I don't see how you can say that it's not true.
What, about 200 feet tall or something?
Yeah.
Somebody spent a lot of money.
And how bold of them to do that. That's just amazing. I mean, if you or I threaten to kill somebody, we go to jail. But they threatened to kill 600 billion people, or how many, Tracy?
6 billion.
They threatened to kill six billion, and they let this monument stand, and they let these progressives...
It's got an uncanny resemblance to Stonehenge.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's in line with it.
Hey, guys, dumb people in the room.
Stonehenge is a monument in England that is
built in prehistoric time.
They believed it was built by the Druids.
Aren't the Druids Irish?
No.
Some of them were.
Okay, they were. Some of
the
Irish, weren't they?
The Druids were.
What became Irish?
Became
Irish. That was before Ireland ever existed.
Well, I told you St. Patrick was black, but go ahead.
Yeah, St. Patrick was absolutely black.
No, okay. He was Italian.
No, he was black.
No, he was Italian.
Okay, go ahead. Go back to the story.
One Italian. Don't forget that who came over the Alps with elephants in the wintertime.
Yes.
That was an African.
Go back to the guidepost.
And I don't know whether they're in line with Stonehenge. Stonehenge is a very supernatural type of building that a lot of weird aberrations and happen.
It actually lines up with the summer solstice as well as the winter solstice.
Well, and also North Star, I believe it is. And so Stonehenge, there's a Stonehenge up in New Hampshire, actually, a very small rendition of Stonehenge,
mm-hmm.
and it's in direct line with Stonehenge in England, which also goes and then is in direct line with the pyramids, the Giza pyramid in Egypt. And so all of these things kind of hook together. It's supernatural to think, because we don't understand these technologies and things that people dealt with. I have a very good idea, and I believe I have the truth about what happened and who did it. But the thing is we grew down in knowledge.
Yes.
We didn't. We're not going toward new knowledge. We're rediscovering things.
It's actually fact that we cannot build the pyramids today.
Cannot build them today.
Mm-hmm. Wow. We grew down in knowledge, really?
Absolutely. Stanley, for example, now hang on a second, and then I'll let you talk. For example, I was a quartermaster in the Navy. I did celestial navigation. The books and publications that I used were created hundreds and hundreds of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, if you look at the locations of many of these ancient monuments, these pre-English or pre-European monuments, and look at the celestial coordinates and the global coordination it would take to put these things in these places, it is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just want to say that, we want to really understand, they didn't have power tools.
Really? We grew down. Okay. Let's go back to the thing we grew down on this. Okay. Do you know that we're the time that we're able to have planes to bring you to one country to another? Because you have that back in the day. You didn't have that back in the day. Try to have electricity back in the day. You didn't have that. Try to have medicine back in the day. You didn't have that. Try to have electronics back in the day. You didn't have that. Try to have computers back in the day. You didn't have that. Try to have the system that allows you to have water properly. You didn't have that. Do I have to go through all the stuff that we invented? And you're saying back in the day was better than now?
Didn't nobody say that, Stanley?
You're saying that we're going back, because back in the days, if you would have invented any of those things, you would have been a god over there back in the days.
Wait. Stanley, first of all, electricity was discovered in Egypt years ago. They've actually got, well, no, not Egypt, the Middle East, because they've got the Mesopotamia battery,
right?
Which they've had, which they use to. Yes, whatever.
Hey, Matt.
But I also, you know, this is, I think what we mean by the dumbing down of especially America here. Stanley, you're supporting a group of people that built the monument that says right on it they want to kill you. Now, I think that is what we mean by the dumbing down of America.
No, and not only that, you become you increase in knowledge and you decrease in wisdom and understanding.
Well,
you have to understand that also, and then you also have to understand there's nothing new under the sun, even though you think you invented it.
Well, for example, my grandfather could take an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper with a single column of 3-digit numbers and stand there and look at it and tell you what they added up to.
Well, we can't do that now.
You ain't going to do that today.
But by the same token, since your grandfather couldn't invent, go to your grandfather and ask him, can you please explain me how the internet works and how the technology allows us to be all connected?
Stanley, do yourself a favor and go look up ancient inventions. Look up.
Jeff, you make it sound like we didn't invent anything to our generation. You know that
I didn't say anything of the kind, Stanley. That is stupid, and I didn't say it.
Hold on, Stanley. That's why you were muted. Hold on.
All you got to do is wait a second. You can respond. Just look up what I just said. When they were building the pyramids and they were working inside them, they had light bulbs inside there, Stanley. They had very old, crude light bulbs. folks in our thing that worked. How did they get to do that? How did that happen? They couldn't work inside of there with torches. They would have killed themselves with carbon monoxide.
And there are no torch marks on
the walls. And there are no torch marks on the walls anywhere inside the pyramids. So what I'm telling you is you are being ridiculous in just, disposing of what we're telling you.
Hi, Matt.
How you doing, Tracy?
Hold on, Stanley. How you doing, Matt?
I'm wonderful. You know, there's so much that science has been digging out of the rock in the last probably 15 to 20 years that is amazing that they're finding. They're finding literally 100 cities underwater that couldn't have existed any less than 20,000 years ago.
Right.
So that and they're cities. They're cut stone, 90-degree angles. They found a hammer. It was a modern type of hammer with a handle, and it was encased in 70 million year old rock. And they said that the way for all that to happen was, since the rock was encasing the hammer, they said the hammer was there first and the sediment came around it. There are things that we can't even scratch the surface of right now. People are stunned by what they're finding anymore.
And it's understandable too, because you know, those of us that, like I said, that believe in study, we believe that there have been several different times where people were inhabiting the earth. We don't believe that Adam and Eve were the first inhabitants of earth ever. We just believe that, more or less, that this is another race of time, because God has wiped man out several times, which is by flooding. The waters covered it. That's why it was so, in Genesis, where you see the thing, he says, I will not destroy the earth again by water. It wasn't just the one time that he did it. He did it many times. And who those people were and how they were, I can't explain. I just know what we've been given as far as where we come from, men that live on the earth right now.
Wow.
We're from Venus.
When you want me to say to that, Jeff, there's nothing to say. That's your belief. And until it's been proven, I don't believe in that.
Okay. Understood.
Stanley.
Okay, Stanley.
And second of all, if there's one thing you don't all understand. If tomorrow we decided to take off all the computers, we couldn't function anymore in this world.
I could.
Some people couldn't. But Stanley, let me say one other thing.
Let me finish it. Forget about stock market. Forget about the money system. Forget about industry. Forget about a lot of things that we take for granted. The speed of information we take for granted. We didn't have that back in the day.
I've got a lot of money, Stanley. I don't got a whole lot of currency, but I've got a whole lot of money.
Well, yes, you have money, but do you know that there's
I don't
the
need,
speed of information?
If I got money, I don't need currency.
Okay.
But guys, listen.
Hold on.
Stop. Stanley, I'm going to stop the conversation because it's boring.
To you.
Listen, it's not so much boring to me. What I'm saying is where we started, where we're going, without going into the historical depth of what we're talking about.
You told us not to go into the historical depth.
That's
what I'm saying. Okay.
The point we were trying to make was.
Thank you very much.
The point we were trying to make was there are a lot of things about the ancient world that we don't know, and there has been a lot of knowledge in human race.
We have
stone monuments that look like they were cut with machine tools, and we don't know how they were done or where they came from. We're not saying that we're any smarter or any stupider than the ancient people. We're just saying that there is a lot of knowledge, human knowledge, that has been lost.
And all I'm saying is that you've got to be out of your mind to follow a movement that professes to kill you.
And would you believe that there's been some knowledge that's been lost? That's the issue.
I agree with you. I agree with what you're saying.
Well, then why are you arguing with us?
But by the same token, I could tell you that there's a lot of knowledge now that we have that back in the day they would have asked the same question.
Well, we know that part. We understand that. But what we're saying is, Stanley, listen to what was going on. Stanley, you have to acknowledge, without machines, there's a lot of stuff that we couldn't do today. That we saw, but we know that ancestry has done without machines.
I don't believe that, though.
Yeah. What?
without the machines we have today.
But they had machines. We just don't know the machines.
Yeah,
I'm not talking about, listen, hold on, guys. When I say machines, I'm talking about computation machines.
Matt, you know what I'm talking about. Am I correct? I am talking about exactly what you are.
You know
they
what?
They had computation machines. They had everything, Tracy. That's the whole thing. The whole things that we came up as men that were on the outside of things were they saw other things, and that's how they created things.
There have been machines that have done the calculations. But when you look at the massiveness of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the connection of the world through telecommunications, when you really look at transferring documentations wirelessly,
mm-hmm.
they were not able to do that.
That's no.
I'm joking.
You're being crude there.
Do you really believe that they were actually able to take a photograph
absolutely.
At that time and then transfer it across the globe instantaneously?
Absolutely.
I'm not.
I know you're not there, but the thing is you have to understand why.
Wow.
But yes, it did happen. The thing is we don't believe that it happened. Because we don't see that anymore.
You know what?
There were people
we can't explain.
You really believe
why?
Jeff.
Stanley, one at a time. Please.
What's really amazing is that we have done studies on the Egyptian pharaohs that we've pulled out in their mummies, and they found cocaine, a plant that's only indigenous to Central and South America, in Egypt, yeah.
Yeah, I believe.
So, you know,
but what I'm saying is
Christopher Columbus wasn't the one that discovered America. They were snorting coke back then.
But again, I believe. I'm talking about the mastery of being able to mass produce the global world at the time of being able to transport information the way we transport it today.
NASCA, do you ever see the NASCA drawing
God.
Lines? You ever see those?
NASCA, N-A-S-K?
N-A-S-K-K-D-A.
Wow. See,
they were
in South America.
In South America, there's these group of lines that show these birds, these really very well to a minute degree. We cannot reproduce these lines today.
Okay, well.
Okay. Cannot reproduce it. And they were done from above because they're showing pictures of spiders.
Jeff, there actually was a mathematician.
So Jeff, let me ask you a question. No, you cannot,
because I'm going to pull Chicago in. Go ahead.
I think what y'all are missing here is their god, Amon. See, when you're a chosen people and God chooses you to do certain things, you're gonna be able to do them. With the Masons in Egypt, and also they got Amon that guided them to create certain things like the pyramids. Same thing here in North America and in the islands, that black folks are the chosen people. They just don't know it. You have to be chosen. You have to be chosen by God to do certain things.
It goes way deeper than that, Doc. There's a worldwide struggle of good and evil at all times.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to tell you this. Please shut him up, please, because I can't take that. I don't interrupt him like that. There's a thing that has happened where for one reason or another, and whoever did it, we had technologies far beyond anything that we have today, because they still cannot explain certain things that have been done in history that they're finding. They have people that had brain surgeries, successful ones, because the people were alive quite a few years after their surgeries. They know this.
Scars,
everything healed, this, that, and the other. We had people that had heart surgeries. All these other things. They had all of these things, but how did they have them? I'm telling you that whatever the struggle between good and evil with, the good and evil people that are above Earth, that are supernatural, taught the people of Earth technologies, and that's how we got the technologies that we
but
have.
What I'm saying is, that's not where we are today, even though things were done then.
What do you mean that's not where you are today?
the mass production of what we have today. Because the Bible says in the old time we will become wiser.
So knowledge will increase.
Correct. So if knowledge is increasing, that means things are happening on a more global scale and on a faster pace, as well as technology moving forward.
Knowledge.
So even though we've been talking about the end of the world for a very, very long time, you are seeing the mechanisms coming to fruition, and so that it could actually make it happen.
Hey, Tracy?
Yes, go ahead, Matt.
If I could interject for 1 second. One of the most amazing finds ever are these crystal skulls. Have you heard of these?
Right. No, I have not.
Okay, there's crystal skulls that have been found around the world. The American Indians, they had found scripts and texts about these skulls before even one was found.
Right.
And then they found, I believe there's 7 that have been found. They said that there's 13 altogether. What they think these skulls are, first of all, these things were created, and scientists have no idea how they were created with such precision. And they believe these skulls are indeed hard drives, computers, holding
right.
information from the past because of the energies that come from the skull that are provable. They have been scientifically proved. They just need to unlock the information. I think that technology in the past vastly outweighs what we have today.
No, I disagree with that. They didn't invent electricity, like I said. They didn't invent. Okay, how do you explain, Jeff, that we could invent computers out of sand?
Out of sand?
Yeah.
All computers are made out of sand.
Do you know the chip? The most important thing on the computer is an Intel chip. That's a CPU.
Okay.
Do you know how it's constructed from?
Yes,
it's constructed
I do.
Out of sand. We take it out of sand. It's sand that we take that construct the Intel chip. That's
Stanley.
So what's your point?
Go
what's
ahead.
Your point? So what does that have to
what's
do with
my
anything?
My point is, back in the day, explain me how they didn't have that technology to construct that. Electricity, which is something that I'm sure back in the days, if you would have invented electricity and said, forget about the lights and everything, we invented electricity, do you think that the people would have not seen this is what is the great invention with that? We invented that.
If I go to an indigenous people somewhere, like down in the outback.
Bora Bora.
Yeah, Bora Bora somewhere. And I bring a bunch of stuff with me, and I create, you know, I have my batteries and everything up, and I do some amazing feats, and they believe in me, and they start worshiping me because my power is so much more than theirs. When I pack up and leave, they're not going to know the faintest idea what to do because they don't hold that knowledge themselves. And that's what happened. You had people that showed people what to do about certain things, and certain people had IQs that could handle and download this information.
Hey, we'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. If you want to call us locally, you can. That number is 330-781-9600. We'll be right back.
Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. The full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambastech.com.
I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News. A woman whose body was found at a truck stop in Austintown 21 years ago has finally been identified. The Mahoning County Coroner's Office says the body belonged to Sharon Lynn Kadzierski of Pembroke Pines, Florida. She had been murdered. Officials say she died of blunt force trauma to the head. Youngstown Councilwoman Janet Tarpley says she plans to run for Congress. Tarpley serves the 6th Ward in Youngstown. Speculation had circulated around Tarpley as a possible successor to Mayor Chuck Samarone, who says he is not running again so he can spend more time with his family. And outstanding debt among Ohio's 13 four-year public universities has nearly tripled during the past decade amid a building spree on classroom buildings, dormitories, and recreation centers. Ohio State has the largest total debt load among Ohio's public universities at nearly $2.5 billion, more than four times what it was in 2002. You're up to date. I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News.
Why should you pay more when your furnace breaks down after 5 p.m.? Ainsley Heating and Cooling won't penalize you for broken equipment no matter when it happens, by doing what it takes to ensure your complete satisfaction. At Ainsley Heating and Cooling, we don't charge you any unnecessary fees. No overtime, no diagnostic, and no trip charges. That's right, same price, day or night. Weekends, too. Call Ainsley Heating and Cooling now at 330-637-1911 or ainsleyhtg.com.
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassTech.com.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. Alex, I see you're up in the chat room. In studio with me, it is so warm in here. We're all going to go to sleep. It's Jess and Penn and Sticks and myself. And the number is 347-945-5229. Hey, Alex, how are you?
I'm good.
Why does it sound like you're in a tunnel?
He's
out there. He's in La La Land. Hey, Matt, what were you saying?
I really wasn't saying much. I was just, it shocks me, honestly. I mean, the things that Jeff and I were talking about, literally, they're finding things, and it's scientific. These are scientific finds. Cysts that have been buried for tens of thousands of years underwater. That they know that water has been there for that long because of, you know, the ice ages and when the ice ages ended and all that other thing. This is science, and this is something that Stanley holds in high regard as science. And
whoa,
I don't...
Stanley,
let him finish what he's going to say.
Go ahead.
What I don't understand is when these things are in scientific journals and it's put as still under study... why we can't have the discussion without us being the crazy ones. I don't get it. I don't get where it comes from.
Matt, you have to understand how far-fetched to some people some things are. And you also have to understand how that we are moved. Tell Ben to wake up.
I'm wide awake.
He's not wide awake.
I'm just amazed. I'm truly amazed at how Stanley just cannot grasp the idea.
No, you can't talk yet.
It's on a monument in Georgia, and we're not making this up, and yet you fail to do your homework and see that the people that you're supporting don't support you, Stanley.
But now let me say this. Now, we have to understand the conditioning of America. And if you're not going to be honest about it, you got to understand the conditioning of America. We are not really taught to think critically. And for those of you here who are the most of the understand the what's going on and what the conversation is about, you have people who have they've been conditioned to become skeptics. So you don't believe anything that you cannot touch, you cannot chew, and you cannot see.
And how long after that step do they have you walking into ovens?
But you understand, we're already walking into ovens because we are raised not to walk past a certain parameter of life.
Well, when she said it, when Hillary Clinton said she was an early 20th century progressive,
right?
I had no idea what that meant until I started looking into it.
Right.
And the people that don't understand what she said will never understand what that means.
But you have to. Let's really look at how we are conditioned. We are not conditioned to think critically. So when we see something in front of us. Even when you show it to me, I'm not supposed to question that which has been taught to me is to ask questions about it. Because I should not believe that which I see, nor should I question that which you've told me.
So if you really want to bury the truth, you write a book, right?
You put it in a book.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so when, you know, you guys are talking about whether it be the crystals, mm-hmm. You know, there are people that are on the internet. I found, and I've just looked at this just briefly.
Mm-hmm.
The crystal skulls.
They're there.
There are people that are believing that this is it, and there are people that are saying that they're dispelling the myths of crystal skulls.
Yeah,
so you have people on. But hold on, Stanley. You have people on both sides of the equation. So you're talking about something that people, let me finish. You're talking about something that people have not even they've never heard of before in their life. And because you guys read and are know-it-alls about what you know, you're talking about something that you, it's like you dropped something out of a sky, pulled it into this conversation, and now you want people to say it's the truth because you said it.
Exactly. Thank you, Tracy. Thank you.
I don't know what you're talking about. We're not telling you that something because we said it.
Stanley, I'm on your side with this. I'm on your side.
But you're both incorrect because of one thing.
I'm correct. Hold on. I'm correct in my thought. I'm not dispelling that what you're saying is truth, but until I go research it for myself, I'm not going to take your word as fact.
Wait,
Jeff, to add to what Tracy's saying, I'm sure there's a lot of scientific that are not saying what you're saying is a fact, is a theory, it is a must. Trust me not. Not our scientific, not everybody like Matt is saying, are saying that we all agree that that's what's happening. That's what you read, and I'm sure
I said
Tracy proved her point by saying there's both sides. There's one side that's saying that's what you're saying.
You don't listen
very well.
Jeff, hold on. Did you just figure that out?
But one thing, you can't debate what's been carved in stone in Georgia. There's no debating that.
But hold on. But you got to understand. Let's go back to the cornfields when they put the little signs in them. What are they doing when the sticks, you know, the crop circle.
Yeah.
Okay, let's look at the crop circle.
Uh-huh.
There were crop circles, and some showed up supernaturally overnight,
right?
Yada, yada, yada. Uh-huh.
Some were man-made.
And some are man-made.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And so now we have this theory that the ones that were showed up supernaturally showed up the same way man-made.
Made,
okay,
right.
Are you following me?
I follow that.
So
this is totally different than something that's carved in stone.
But listen.
This is not there and disappears. It's there all the time, Tracy.
And what I'm saying is we believe that somebody went out there with a typewriter and a chisel. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
And typed it in there to scare the crap out of people so that you have this conspiracy theory.
Well they spent millions of dollars to do it.
It was built in 29.
See, that's what
so
I'm
saying.
So who would spend in 29 a couple million dollars to put up a monument to say this?
Whatever.
Yeah, but it's not a whatever. That doesn't follow any line of logic. Do you understand?
What I'm saying,
that's illogical.
It doesn't matter whether it's logical or not. You're missing my point.
Well, I think what's illogical about it is that people aren't doing the research.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with Jeff on this one.
But you can agree on it. But what I'm saying to you is it's not like you hear this conversation going on an ongoing basis within the last 3 years.
No.
It depends.
But the thing is, most people are not. Yes, Stanley?
And I want to add, also, it's not because you have a monument of somebody doing something progressive like that defines all progressive also. I'm sorry, if you have a monument that's saying that 6 billion people need to die, I don't agree with that. But that doesn't mean I don't believe in anything that's progressive.
I don't think the 6 billion do either, Stanley.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Stanley.
Exactly.
We all believe you that you don't agree with it. But why do you support a side that's pushing this?
Listen, have you ever heard the cliche that says if you want to hide something, put it in plain sight?
I just told you that. Put it in a book.
No,
put it in plain sight. Yeah.
No. If you want to hide something, you put it in a book. If you want people to not notice it, put it in plain sight.
Right. Well,
do you understand that cliche?
More than you would believe. I talked to many people who are professed capitalists that support Obama, and they haven't read his book.
Well, still, you know, look at what. Obama was the best choice for the time we are in to move forth the agenda as we see.
I still think they're going to make a martyr out of him.
I don't know about the martyr.
I hope not either. I'm just saying. That's the next step the progressive movement will take.
No, listen to what I'm saying. You guys are under. He is. What's his name? Who was the Secretary of State under Nixon?
Kissinger.
Henry on the Wall Street Journal floor. Said President Obama is a prime person for pushing forth the new world order.
Best chance, they say.
Exactly.
You have to understand this man, it's masterful.
Mm-hmm.
And he is putting forth the agenda of the progressive movement. And when you're talking about things that are, you know, like we're saying about the Project 21, getting rid of people, building a case for it, understanding that people until today have really never heard of. You guys might be the brightest people on the face of the planet, but I guarantee you the majority of people that are listening to our program have never heard of it.
But Tracy, how are we going to get people like Stanley to understand?
You may never.
Richard Nixon and Barack Obama are two cuts of the same progressive cloth.
Pretty much, and that's the terrible thing about it.
So what's a real conservative fix?
Well, we're not talking conservative.
And not only that,
what you're calling a conservative is not necessarily a conservative.
Exactly.
What we are is libertarian.
So what is a conservative thing?
Through definition and interpretation, what they have done is they have taken words and they have manipulated them into Democrat, liberal, progressive, Republican, conservative, libertarian, you know, and all these buzzwords. When in actuality, when you say progressive, it's not the progressive that most people think they are as moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Progressive is an ideology that is for elitism. Matt?
I just wanted to say that, and that's exactly what the left does quite a bit, is they do play the spin on words. If you notice, and you guys brought it up earlier, when Hillary Clinton came out and said that she was an early 20th century progressive, we didn't have the argument that we have today about defining what a progressive was, and everybody seemed to know because Hillary Clinton said it and it was accepted. Well, all of a sudden, the word progressive comes up more and more, and we use that. Now everybody has no idea what it means because it's put in a bad light, and the left has been spinning that, too. It's all about a play on words.
Right.
It's not that. It's when Richard Nixon is saying... Sorry. The problem, Matt, it's not that. It's when I hear things like Sixer saying Richard Nixon is not a conservative.
Neither was George W. Bush.
A lot of people
neither Bush.
No.
Stanley. See, this is where we get clouded. You keep on looking at this as Republican, Democrat, and because they sit in a party that they don't have the same mindset when it comes to their agenda for the future of America.
John McCain is not a conservative.
At all?
Absolutely not. Neither is Mitt Romney.
No.
No.
Okay.
Stanley, what I'd like you to remember is whoever controls the conversation. Stanley, whoever controls the language controls the conversation. So when you can change the definition of a word, it will, and because the progressives hold most of the power in academia. They have the ability to redefine words.
Hold on, guys. I got a good example. When I was growing up as a little girl, the word gay meant happy.
Yep.
The word gay meant happy.
Right.
It did not mean homosexual.
Most gay people I know aren't that happy.
That's the point. But what I'm saying is you have to understand. When we were growing up, if you were born in 1970 and before, if you said the word happy and gay,
that was correct terminology.
You were not talking about a homosexual and or a definition of an alternative sexual lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So let's really look at how the redefinition of words have come into fruition in America.
If you were a progressive in 1920, you were a racist. Number one.
You were an elitist?
Elitist number two.
Mm-hmm. And you loved black people and Italians and Irish.
They were all in the same layer.
They were undesirables. They needed exterminated.
Exterminated.
And you were pro-abortion.
And you have to understand, when they talk about the redefinition of words and how they have redefined themselves in the 20th and 21st century, that is a prime example of it. So when we talk about conservative, liberal, progressive, Democrat, Republican, you know, all these other woo words, you have to understand where this comes from. It actually comes from an elitist mentality that I will change the definition of a word so that I can control the masses and they won't know what the definition of the word is.
If you go back and you read Fred Hayek, which was written in the 30s and 40s, he talks about liberals. And a classic liberal is what we would today call a libertarian.
And just to add on to that, the word Republican is not synonymous with conservative. You have to understand that. You have moderate, and you have conservatives in the Republican Party.
And progressive,
and you also have progressive Republicans. Mm-hmm.
And then
true.
You also have to understand that conservative at one time did not mean what it means today.
Right.
Especially when it comes to African Americans.
Well, yeah, that's true. African Americans have no idea what progressive means.
But overall, because they don't know what a Democrat means.
No, they don't.
That goes by the definition of the education in which we attain in a liberal system that is controlled by elitists. Go ahead, Matt.
So Tracy, where was the
You were just talking about, like the word gay. I was just pointing out that, back in the day, the word gay was in a lot of songs. Have a gay old time, this, that, and the other thing. So, yeah, words do change. But when you're talking about, something in the political spectrum, words change to try and reinvent and make somebody look better just by changing the words. I mean, liberal and progressive have changed sides about four or five times in the last probably 130 years. Progressivism really came into its time around Woodrow Wilson in the early 1900s. And once things started looking poor, they went from progressive to liberal, and progressive disappeared for a few years there. You didn't hear the word. So
right.
It's all what reinvents the party.
Go ahead, Alex.
Hold on, Stanley.
No. Go ahead, Alex.
Good afternoon, everybody. Let me say it first. But just to show my age, how young I am, it used to confuse me when I saw this four or five star hotel, the Gaylord Palms, whatever. And because it's a really, it's a phenomenal hotel. And I'm like, why would they name it Gaylord? But that just shows my age because I never, I didn't know that that gay wasn't always associated with homosexuality or whatever.
No, not at all. But
they do that. Progressives do that with everything. I mean, they've done it with racism as well, with the definition of racism,
yep, too. Absolutely,
and a lot of different things to control, in order to control the conversation, and it frustrates me when people just don't. Yeah. They're just so oblivious to it, and they just fall victim of not recognizing it.
Well,
and they're just being controlled without knowing it because they control the usage of words and their meaning, and they automatically don't even have to argue with you then because start to just fall right in line.
Before long, racism is going to be a NASCAR term.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, because
you can't possibly be gathering together and 99.9% of you be white and it not be racist gathering. So especially with all the stars and bars on all the pickup trucks you see. And so it's going to automatically be labeled that, even though some people don't think nothing of the stars and bars, it's just what they like to see. And it doesn't necessarily mean something to them. You have all of this mishmash happening at one time, and there's people robbing you blind.
Go ahead, okay, Michigan. I'm sorry, go ahead, Chicago.
Well, I don't like the word elite because these people are human beings just like you or me. So, I when a person said somebody is an elite person, no, they're not. They're just another human being.
No, I didn't say elite. Hold on, Michigan. Hold on, Chicago. So, I didn't say elite. Hold on. I said elitist. It makes the elitist.
Right.
See, elitist goes into the same definition and progressiveness and all that.
Well, you use a term. I know he uses a term there a lot, progressive. What is progressive? Is that an organization?
Yes.
I mean, if it's an organization, okay. But if you're talking about regular human beings, they're just regular
human beings. They're not regular human beings. They are an organization of people.
It is both an organization and an ideology.
If you start using the name, that means you are considering these people to be gods. So no person is the elitist or no person is the elite, but your god
well,
that you
We understand
in.
your push points
so,
there.
I mean,
that's not what we're saying.
I mean, if
they are the elitist of the world.
And I do believe
they
consider themselves as false gods or gods.
And they are an organization of elitists.
Your organization.
Yes, they believe they are better than the average person.
And if you Google the elitist, you'll come up with the Bilderberger Group, the Trilateral Commission. You'll come up with
organizations.
Yes.
People.
Yes.
Well, the people in those organizations fancy themselves to be
God.
The elitist of the world.
Correct.
And that they control everything because they have all the money flow.
When people start saying that, it gets into your conscience of making these people. Hello?
Where?
Go ahead.
Oh, I think he lost his battery.
Yeah.
Battery went there. But, you know, it's not that we're saying it. They are saying it.
That's the whole thing.
They're publishing things, putting them online. They publish their meeting. They publish the minutes. And they will tell you. They have no problem telling you.
Hold on.
Stanley, they've got no problem telling you, Stanley, what they plan to do with you once they gain control. I mean, they're putting it on monuments that people just don't want to read.
Go ahead, Stanley.
Matt. Am I going to talk or is it going to be
Stanley, there are nine people waiting to have a conversation. It's not Stanley and Tracy's show. It's your turn to talk. Go ahead.
As a progressive and everything, I don't subscribe to what you're saying and everything. Do I believe in many things that progressives do say? Yes, I do. But I don't go with, I think I'm an elitist, I think I'm above a body, or I want to invade.
Stanley, you're not
I'm
progressive.
And you're not in leadership.
Hold on. And you are not, you again, and I'm going to say this as I go to break. There are many of you that call yourself members of the Democrat Party. You are Democrat voters. You are not a part of the party. You are not a member. You are not, if you are not engaged and going to your meetings at least three times a year, if you are not doing that outside of voting twice a year, if you are not sitting down in Columbus when they have their meetings, you are a Democrat voter. You are not a Democrat. You are not a progressive unless you actually are sitting down as a voting member of the progressives. You are not that. You might subscribe to some of the ideologies of the progressive movement if you know what they are. But 9 times out of 10, you don't even have a clue because you haven't read your own agenda and platform.
Very well said.
And if you have not read the agenda and the platform of either the progressives and or of the Democrat Party, and even of the Republican Party, those of you who say you're Republican, what you are is you vote Republican. But unless you're sitting at the tables and they know you by name and you walk inside of your headquarters and you're engaged locally, statewide, and nationally, all you are is a voter or being manipulated by the masses. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM. See you on the other side of the break.
Very well.
WSOM, Salem.
So, hello.
What's up, Stan?
Yeah, so what's the agenda of the conservative? You talk so much about progressive, and we're the bad, we're the evil, we want to get this world, we want to kill people. So what's the agenda of conservative?
It's pretty simple. It's to put everybody on an even playing field and giving everybody a pass.
Okay.
Hold on.
Matt, I want you to answer this. Don't answer me that way with a little, okay, what is the problem with conservatives, really? What is the main problem? Don't come that we want equal things because I know many conservatives who disagree with that, who don't want the equality like you're talking about. What is the problem with conservatives? You're so much focused on progressive, what's the problem? I want you to be debating on what's your problem in your group as conservative. Go ahead, Matt.
Hello?
I'm done, Stan. You interrupted me in the middle of it, and I'm done. So forget it.
No, I'm not done. Because you're saying things that we heard. Why don't you talk about the negative aspect of conservatives also? You talk about things that I'm like, and? Talk about the negative point. You want to so much be critical about progressive. I want you to be critical
and
about conservatives.
And you don't
the same way.
Get it. I was in the
Go
middle
ahead.
Of what conservatives want to do, and you shut me down, and
I'm,
you screamed over
to,
me,
I'm
so I'm
to,
done.
Okay.
I'm done. I can't have the conversation with you because all you want to do is scream and make your point and make sure that your point
is I don't want to make
supreme.
My point, Matt, but what
so you
do, Matt.
Since your okay, point doesn't well, rule supreme, I can't have that conversation with you. I'm done. I can't do it.
Okay, nice. There's nothing I can say, man. It's frustrating because when you created so much progressive and you tell us that we're responsible for the statue, like the statue really put me like, oh, I'm all for what's written in that statue. And Obama wrote something in the book and he that means he's going to do evil and things like that. Really, man? Really?
You can't be a progressive, okay? That was already explained to you. You can't be a progressive, and you can't be an elitist. You have no power, so therefore you can't be any of these things. Now, before some of these ideas that are coming out of these people's mouths, yes, you could be for it, but you cannot be a progressive. Now, you could be a liberal because you have your liberal ideas, but progressivism and elitism means that you need to have some power. For instance, when you're talking about a one-world government, okay, one world in perfect harmony, one-world government, no multi-state governments, which would be great. Believe it or not, Stan, I'm not too far from that. I like the idea. Here's the issue. You have too many progressives and elitists who want to take power, and they want to rule over the class of people who are they expect to follow like sheep. And you can't have a well-rounded, one-world, peaceful government when you have power-hungry elitists in power. You just can't do it.
Okay. But what's the problem with conservatives? Since we can't have that way, what's the problem with conservatives?
Because as with conservatism, the ideal American constitutional idea of government is what conservatives look like as far if we had a one world government that ran like America was supposed to, I'm good for that. Nobody has any more power than the next. Everybody shares in power. That's where peace comes in. Everybody gets a road that they have to follow or that they can follow. Nobody's blocked from that road, but they have to do it on their own. They have to reach their goals on their own. The whole idea of conservatism is they have that path, and you're not allowed to block that path. But if they fail, they fail.
Okay, but don't you think that there's a problem with conservatism? Because if we're applying your theory of your mindset, it doesn't work. There's so many people who are conservative like you who are taking the system. I could take, okay, how do you explain that we have the inequality between the middle class? I'm going to go back again to that. I can't believe I'm going back again. And the rich. Because that's conservatism, what you're talking about.
Well, we're according to the capitalist mindset and the way things
yes.
that conservative runs, we are all.
Yes.
Well, just not by money, but we have the path to be able to reach that.
No, we don't. That's where you get it wrong, man. We don't have the same path. If somebody comes from Harvard and has parents who have connection of people at Harvard, who has connection of people who are in the top of a company, he has more path of having more choices and more responsibility and having a better life than somebody who's poor.
Mm-hmm. Okay, when you're looking at those parents that are rich, okay, were those parents born with money? And if they were their grandparents born with money, Stan? Or did
some
one
of them
go...
were some of them were winning money. Are you going back to that generation? If we're going to go back all the way down there, some of them were born with money, some of them were not, they built something. But some, when they transferred that money, like I could take somebody who used to be Walmart. Let's say Walmart as an example. Walmart was done by one person who did what he needed to do, work hard and everything, and transferred that wealth to his son and daughter, who basically, their son and daughter didn't build it. Their son and daughter just found a way to make it bigger and bigger. That's what it did. Walmart started by one person who had an idea when everybody thought that Walmart could not grow bigger. He basically took the power of the employees, and they didn't know his, like, you could say he was intelligent, and he had the drive to basically have his business to go to $32 billion. But that $32 billion, the next generation receives it. I'm sorry. I won't have the same opportunity if I'm poor to have that.
Okay, well, the way I see it, the way I am right now, Stan, there's always something with the left where they hit. Either, I'm white, and that's my excuse of why I have the path that I have, and I might have some more ease because of my color. It could be where I live. It could be, you don't know if I was born with money. My parents might have been rich, but I could tell you that I wasn't born with money. I have gotten to where I've gotten on my own. And if I put a little bit more time and effort into it, I guarantee you, Stan, that I could be a multimillionaire in less than a decade.
But do you understand that some of them become multimillionaires not because of the effort they've done? Because many people work as hard to become multimillionaires. They'll never be because they don't have the contact or they don't have the
I didn't have the contacts either, Stan. I went out and found them.
Okay, and I'm not saying you can't find them, but don't neglect that. We have a total inequality in our society. It's not normal that we have more billionaires. Now we're coming back to $1 billion. If back in the 1990s, if I were to tell you there's going to be billionaires, you would have laughed at me. Now it's normal now.
What, the billionaire? Of course it's normal. You have to be a billionaire almost to make it anymore because of inflation.
Okay, you got billionaires, but you know the income of the middle class didn't grow. You don't have a lot of more people earning $100,000 a year. You're getting more billionaires in this world than people are staying maybe until the salary of $50,000 to $100,000. They're not becoming richer. That's the point, Matt. The people are getting more
Stanley.
Income.
Hey, Stanley.
Go ahead.
I hear what you're saying, but I think that what you're talking about is really you're focusing on the wrong thing, because the thing is that once you have money and once you're spending your own money and investing your own money, then you're really going to care about protecting it and keeping it. And the issue is you don't have any. That, you know, I'm not saying you're poor or anything, but I'm saying compared to these guys, you know, that's who you're referencing, you don't have any. So you don't know what it's like to want to hold on and maintain your money. And so what's your point now is that, well, there's more billionaires. I mean, why do we need billionaires? Well, this comes back to, you know, there really isn't any more money than there was, say, 50 years ago. What you're seeing is inflation. You're seeing the evidence of inflation. And what rich people do, they know inflation. They see it, and they know how to hold on to their money. They make sure that their money grows with inflation or higher. Real inflation is more like 8 to 10%, and in some years it's been higher than that. But most people believe their government that it's only between 2 and 3%. But we all know that food and the things that we pay for most are going up by at least 10% every year, you know. And so, but rich people realize this. And see, here's the thing: you can't fault them for saying, you know what, I want to hold on to my money. And so, if you hold on to your money and make sure that your income grows with inflation at least, then if you were a millionaire, then of course, take one generation. There's going to be a lot more billionaires because that is the inflation of our money supply. It has nothing to do with injustice of rich people or anything. They're just making sure that they're holding on to their money. And so if they hold on to it, which is in hard assets, like in certain investments, a lot of it is land, precious metals, certain ownership of certain companies and industries that will not go away. If you do that, you hold on to your proportional share, you're going to grow accordingly with inflation. And it's as simple as that.
Do you know that?
Oh, yeah, I do.
I can't believe
I always thought Fred had an eye for Barney. But that's another story.
That's the Green Martian.
Marvin Martian.
You knew his name even. Wow.
Marvin, yeah.
Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends. Again, the number is 347-945-5229. I'm going to pick up the calls in the chat room in just a second. Local call, your mic is on.
Hello?
Yes, your mic is on.
Okay. Anyway, I was listening to you talk about the elitists and all of that, which is absolutely correct. But these elitists could do nothing if the Republicans and the Democrats hadn't sold out their vote to pass legislation that will take us all down.
And, sir, you are correct.
Yes, sir.
And including these treaties.
I agree.
Yep, you're right.
I agree. And that's what we have to understand. This is not a Republican Democrat thing for the people. It's the people who put the legislation in that voted for that are the part of the progressive movement on both sides of the equation.
Right.
You are so right, caller. Where are you calling from?
Dover, Ohio.
Well, listen, welcome to Tracy and Friends. Thanks for calling in.
Could I say something else?
Sure.
Okay. We should start picking, drafting, and electing common people to this, in the Senate and the Congress. And they should be machinists, welders, garbage men, any common people.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put the lawyers in that's going to sell us out, and don't put in any other politicians that's already been in office.
Get them all out.
Get them all out.
I'm with you 100%.
Put the common people in there, because what we need right now is we don't need more legislation. We need all of this nonsense that they passed rescinded, including free trade treaties and all of this crap that they've done to us. Because they bankrupt us on purpose. You can see it. Just stand back and look at it. We're all going to go down the tubes together, and we all got to join forces and move against this so-called government of ours. That's all there is to it.
I agree with you.
Thank you very much for taking my call, Tracy. It's nice talking to
you. Nice talking to you, too, and call back anytime. We appreciate you. I'm going to pull up some calls. 314, your mic is on. Where are you calling from?
Hello, Tracy. It's your special guest.
It's
Bianchi.
Hi, Bianchi. How you doing, darling?
How's the weather in St. Louis?
Well, you know what? It's been cold, but today it's about up to about 40-something.
Oh,
so it's not too bad. It's melting the snow.
Big deal.
But, you know, one caller while you was gone mentioned something about there's not more money, but that's not true. There is more money, i.e. currency floating around. I mean, that's just a given.
There's more money than there's ever been floating around.
Yeah, that's a given. And see, wealth is when your expenditures is less than your revenues. And once you reach a certain level of wealth, i.e. richness, it's damn near hardly impossible to make more money. So there is a tipping point there, a hump there that you have to get over.
Sad state of affairs, but I think Zimbabwe is more wealthy than we are right now.
Yeah, but the people don't have it.
Yep. Hey, Tracy, I was the one that was saying that there's no more money in the world than it was 50 years ago. And I think that we can't confuse currency for money. I have a bunch of currency. You know, people probably look at, I got a whole lot of currency. But at the end of every month or two, I go and trade it in for real money and put it in my safe. Because
that's hard goods.
Yep,
gold and silver.
Coins.
Exactly.
Yeah. Gold, silver coins, yeah.
And yeah, so, but gold and silver.
Silver is a wonderful investment.
Yeah.
Back in 2002, it cost me about $252 to mine an ounce of gold, which was worth about $350 an ounce now. But now look what it's worth. So now, both of those things go up and down. Currency is nothing more than money that's circulating around, money that's stagnant and still. causes a lot of problems, economic problems.
Hey, Bianchi, you go over to Ghana often.
Yes.
Do you get to buy gold while you're there? Do they allow that now?
Well, yeah, you can go to the best place to buy gold is at a government office called PMMC, Precious Mineral Mining Corporation. You can buy gold here through them from, you know, whatever source you can identify.
Right, but do they allow you to bring it back to America?
Yeah, you can bring it back to America. I bring gold to America.
How much is it an ounce now over there? Because, you know, they have the...
Well, they base their gold value on 23 carat. They don't base it on 24. So 1669 an ounce is a 24 carat.
1669
or $16.69?
Yeah, $1,669 an ounce. I didn't
know if I was going to make a trip. London Monetary Exchange.
So the gold over there is just as high as it is here.
Well, no, in different countries they have what they call a national price, a national set price, and they do that for a particular region. You know, just like buying stock, you got your ask and you got your bid price. The bid price is what you sell it for, and ask is what you buy it for.
Okay, I wanted to get that out.
Like to ask for some for free?
No,
it don't work.
Can't get it. No free. Hold on.
I see you guys don't have that troublesome Michigan man around today.
Yeah, he is. Hold on. He is. Hold on. Don't go that far. Hey, Michigan, how you doing, darling? 269. He ain't talking to you. See, you made him get shy.
269. Maybe the progressive got him.
614. Your mic is on.
Hello.
Oh my. Hey, Stanley, you got some help. How you doing? How you doing, Diva?
I'm great. Is Ben there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi,
but I'm not
Ben.
From Dover.
What?
We had somebody here from Dover. I'm not Ben from Dover.
Oh, okay.
I get it.
I just now. Wait a minute. That just clicked. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Oh my.
You know, Ben.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
I try to tell you to be good. You know, it just doesn't work, does it?
How are you doing, Diva?
I'm great.
I want to go back to our conversation because when we talk about what people believe and who they say they are, and I am this and I am that, I just want everybody to know you are nothing but a pawn and a number on your Social Security card that's being manipulated by a process until you get engaged in it. And there are more people that are disengaged in the system than that are engaged, even though you think you're a player.
Hey, Tracy, I got something here I'd like to read.
Listen
to this, I want them to think. It's from somebody's speech around the turn of the century. The absence of an effective state, and especially national restraint upon unfair money getting, has tended to create a small class of enormously wealthy and economically powerful men, whose chief object is to hold and increase their power. The prime need is to change the conditions which enable these men to accumulate power, which is not for the general welfare that they should hold or exercise. We grudge no man a fortune which represents his own power and sagacity when exercised with entire regard to the welfare of his fellows. Again, comrades over there, take the lesson from your own experience. Not only did you not grudge, but were you glorified in the promotion of the great generals who gained their promotion by leading the army to victory. So it is with us. We grudge no man a fortune in civil life if it is honorably obtained and well used. It is not even enough that it should be have gained without doing damage to the community. We should permit it to be gained only as long as the gaining represents benefit to the community. This, I know, implies a policy of a far more active governmental interference with social and economic conditions in this country than we have yet had. But I think we have got to face the fact that such an increase in governmental control is now necessary. Now, I'd like all of our friends out there to tell me if that's a Republican or a Democrat.
A Democrat.
Stanley?
I'm listening.
No, Diva, that's a Republican. That's Teddy Roosevelt.
Well, I'm quite shocked. I'm actually shocked.
And that's
That's the point.
That's the point we're trying to make when we talk about the progressives. Teddy Roosevelt was one of the first progressives in the United States. And that's the what we're trying to make people understand when people like Hillary Clinton say that early 20th century progressives, we're not talking Democrat and Republican. We're talking about a different ideology altogether.
And you got to understand, Hillary comes from a family of Republicans. She was a Republican, if I'm not mistaken.
She was the president of the Young Republicans while she was in college.
Yeah.
And she was a Goldwater Republican.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. What you guys don't understand is the Republican Party that we hear today sells nothing like that.
Wait a minute, stop. What do you mean, Diva?
They sound nothing like that.
Diva, I know. I want to know why you say it. Because you're right. We are not progressive. The Republican Party, the conservatives that are out there are not defining themselves as
progressives.
Progressive. But there are progressives that are Republican.
Diva, who did John McCain say his favorite Republican was? His favorite Republican president?
Oh, I can't remember.
Teddy Roosevelt.
I was going to say, must have been him.
Yes.
Well, but I'm quite shocked because he sounded nothing like that guy.
McCain sounded exactly like that guy.
No, you know what, Diva? You're right. Yes, he did. You know why? Listen, you're right. You're right and you're wrong. He sounded like that guy, but the press never lets you know who the guy that he
Thank
was.
Thank you.
And whoever shaped him inside.
McCain, before he got nominated to the ticket for president, sounded like that guy. That's why how you gonna blame the media for replaying the words that you say?
Because spin is everything. You can take something off of what I say here on the show, and you can turn me into a liberal tomorrow.
Yeah, but truth is true. Yeah, I could turn you into a liberal.
But there's also
something that's going to bring out the truth that you, in fact, are not a liberal.
For example,
a conservative.
For example, Diva, George W. Bush gave you a prescription drug benefit attached to Medicare.
Can I tell you something? Can I tell y'all something, a secret?
What?
Don't tell nobody, okay? The phones we call Obama phones?
They came from Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter started the home phone.
Right.
But the cell phone came from Bush.
Under Bush,
right.
Yep.
Them Bush phones, we call them Obama phones because they came out under Obama.
True.
But you have to understand.
Bush put the legislation
forward. Right.
And I don't know if you were listening, but when I told Stanley that Barack Obama and Richard Nixon were two pieces of the same cloth, that's absolutely true.
And in that one instance, it was Bush's fault.
Hey,
here's the thing.
Diva, sweetheart, you got to play with me today. I've got 9 people in the chat room and 4 in my studio. Please let me work this through. Go ahead, Pianchi.
Well, you know, if Teddy Roosevelt wasn't a progressive, but he also was an expansion. You know, during his time, you had the Platt Amendment, you had the the Monroe Doctrine.
The Monroe Doctrine was under James
Monroe. What was it?
Monroe.
Wait a minute. What was it where they took over the Caribbean and what he done to the Panama and the Philippines and so on and so on?
He dug the Panama Canal. He dug the Panama Canal. He used executive order to seize lands in the West for the federal government from the states. Absolutely.
United States invaded Cuba about, 4 times, Nicaragua about 6 times, Honduras. They invaded Hawaii and drew over the queen there. So, yes, he was a progressive, but, you know, there's always that element of expansion, imperialism, and domination that still exists on both sides of the aisle.
Understand, Pianchi, that expansionism is a progressive thought because they think that the government is the answer for you. In other words, you're too stupid to know and how to fend for yourself and live, so therefore they have to handle it for you. And so this is why they're the elite. They're the ones that have learned. They're the ones that go to the Ivy League colleges. And they say, well, yes, sir, we'll help the poor puny people, and we'll let them just waste away. If they'll just waste away if we don't help them. And we'll have to get in there toot sweet and help them out. And that's what they
forgot to add, until they become a burden to the system, and then we'll destroy them.
Well, we'll destroy them because we have too many to help.
Well, it's not even so much destroying them because they have too many to help. If you're not going to produce, remember, let's go back to the bankruptcy of General Motors. I have to go there.
Yeah.
Because we keep on using this misnomer that General Motors did not go into bankruptcy.
Yeah,
and they did. It was a managed bankruptcy, and they took off the people who were non-productive. So if you were not in servitude and or slavery to the Gray Mother,
and if you didn't sell your stock before you knew it was going to happen, you were stuck with worthless paper.
No, but I'm talking about the non-productive old people.
Yeah, the
non-productive old people. Their benefits went to somewhere else, and their pension went to the guarantee fund.
Actually, you could take a buy, and before
that,
they've always had retirees, but before they went into bankruptcy, what they did to reduce the amount of people on the payroll was offer them a buyout. Do you guys remember that?
I remember that.
Oh,
you get $140,000 to walk away and not have any ties to the company. And then they said, hey, wait, we can have the government do this. All we got to do is declare bankruptcy. And they stopped that program.
And it was a managed bankruptcy by the government. That's why they took the CEO who was in charge at the time, I believe
right.
His name was Wagner, took him out of place.
So and the union
right.
was in bed with
and
the
union, and the union, and they put the unions above the shareholders.
And gave
yes,
them part ownership.
That's
right.
correct.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to understand that. And you see it happening incrementally across the lines with a lot of companies.
So
now,
what's
called is nationalization of an industry.
That's correct.
And what you're saying is what Mitt Romney said during the campaign was true.
Absolutely.
Again, mm-hmm. we have to go back into how media can spin the truth instead of being mm-hmm. factual and telling you both sides of the equation and being a fact checker for both. What they do is they navigated their way and so that they can control the outcome of the election. And that's what they
right.
did.
Oh, yeah.
That's because they're progressive.
Well, George Soros says it doesn't matter which side wins, he owns both.
And it's true.
I saw an interesting YouTube video the other day that explained. It went through all these people, and they're all Trilateral Commission, Council for Relations, Burger Builders, or Bilderbergers.
McDonald's workers.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter who you elect because they're all part of these same organizations.
But this is
that's the most important thing.
And so
right.
when you look at Zimbabwe, I was doing some research on Zimbabwe this weekend, and somebody just sent a clip. Bill just sent a clip, and it just says that a loaf of bread in Zimbabwe, because they keep on printing money. Remember, America keeps on printing money. Every time we go broke, and right now we're getting ready to head up to the deficit ceiling.
Every 3 months.
And so they're going to have to vote again on increasing the money that we print?
Mm-hmm.
Am I getting this correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah, money we print or borrow.
Okay. And right now they tell me that a loaf of bread in Zimbabwe can jump to $39 million just because of...
Robert Kiyosaki posted on his Facebook page the other day that he has a $1 trillion Zimbabwean note.
Hmm. Well, you're going to have some... You're going to have the same with American
I'm
dollars,
go
too.
Over there and sell.
That's what I was getting to, Pianki.
And Zimbabwe is struggling the way it is because of Britain and some more of the United States and her NATO posse. But go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I think that we're going to have a major bank interruption in the next 2 to 3 months. It's impossible to keep doing what they're doing, and people are falsely out there in the stock market thinking that because the stock market is doing well, the economy is doing well.
Has absolutely nothing to do with the economy.
It's going to be another bailout?
I know. It's not. It's going to be beyond that. It's going to be new way to pay. So they're either going to issue everybody cards, or because I don't think currency will even be an option unless they roll out the Amero or something else. But they have to do something because Geithner is continuing to print money, and they know that money's no good. And it's not going to hurt the elites. Understand that they're going to be fine because you're going to have governmental structure.
Yeah, they don't use money.
They don't use money anyway. But what's going to happen is they're going to have the control, and their group of people, you're going to have peasants in this country.
We already have them.
But I'm saying real.
No, Jeff. We already listen.
We
already have them.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem with America is that they don't know that they're peasants.
Well, they don't. They don't understand. Why is it that we've taken food and fuel out of our consumer price index?
Right.
They don't know.
The reason, and
boy,
the reason they've
do
done
I
that,
buy butt food
the reason they've done that is because all of the Social Security and all of the entitlement programs are tied to that Consumer Price Index.
Right.
So if you can say that there's no inflation, you don't have to increase benefits, even though the price of living is increasing exponentially for people.
And seriously, they don't know that they're peasants. And when you get when you get a direction card, you get a food card every month. And somebody pays a margin of your heating and a percentage of your income for your livelihood. Just because you're not standing outside with a cup can doesn't mean that you're not begging.
Ooh, you're one step away from slavery there.
You are a slave. You just don't know it.
Well, you just don't know it.
With the advent of the income tax, we've all allowed ourselves to become slaves to the federal government.
Because we work for them. Because if you work 238 days. What did you say, Alex?
We're slaves to the banks, not the federal government. But
the federal government's a slave to the bank.
Yeah, who controls the government? The banks control the government when it comes right down to it, the World Bank.
And so when we really look at this, Jeff, when you talk about peasants.
Yeah.
I mean, when Mitt Romney talked about the middle class.
Right.
And he said the middle class is, I think, $250,000 or something on that order. People lost their minds.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't realize. We're really not in the middle class until you hit that $150,000, $200,000 a year
exactly.
mark. You think that you are, but you're just working poor. You're working paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
As defined by the government.
Just think about this. I saw a CNG pickup truck at a lot in Minerva, Ohio the other day, and I stopped and looked at it. It's $40,000 for a pickup truck. $40,000.
Brand new?
No, it's an 11.
Check this out. That's why when you drive up to McDonald's, you're spending $8 to get a sandwich and a Coke. And people don't understand this. This is why I hate the progressives, because they have done such a good job on blinding people to believing this foolishness of attack the rich and this, that, and the other. And I'm calling it foolishness not because somebody's not paying their fair share and I want them to get away with it, but it comes down to this. These people are going to leave you.
And the ones that they're using, such as Warren Buffett, he's using the classic Brer Rabbit.
Throw me in that briar patch.
Just don't throw me in that briar patch. That's exactly what he's doing to you, and you don't understand. The mega rich in this country are pulling the strings, and they're thinking, making you think that the people that you should be angry with are not really
hold
rich.
Hold on. I have to disagree with you.
Okay.
They are not the mega rich.
They're uber rich.
No, they're not even the uber rich.
I'm talking.
No. It's not equated to dollars. You have people like Oprah Winfrey, who has $2 million. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
she's not a part of this equation.
She's not
a Warren Buffett.
She's a Bilderberger though.
She might be. Just because I go to the meeting doesn't mean I'm a part of the meeting. And when I say that, because you're looking at the Rockefellers,
mm-hmm.
You're looking at the Careys,
the Carnegie descendants.
Al Gore doesn't have as much money as Oprah Winfrey, but yet he's more superior when it comes to elitism than Oprah Winfrey. So we need to define this, because we can't say the rich, because there's a lot of rich people who are not a part of the elitist group of America.
All right, I stand corrected.
Hey, Tracy, this is why I keep I'm telling you, people don't understand what money is. It's not these paper dollars that you think, just because they pay some of us a $100 million contract, that we actually have money. We don't have any money. And the people that have money, you know, it comes down to hard assets. And when they try to pull us into this taxing the rich thing, people don't realize that the elite here, I mean, just in the world and in this country, they don't have an income. So there's no income tax that's going to be taxed. And that's what people do. I mean, it's so hard. I don't know why it's so hard for people to understand what money really is. They don't have an income because they're not getting a paycheck.
That's why was able to fool people into saying that Romney wasn't paying taxes because he was only paying 14%.
Because he has money.
He Yeah, he wasn't getting a paycheck anymore.
They fooled people with Buffett, Jeff. I heard people in the barbershop saying, "Oh, I pay more taxes than Buffett."
Yeah.
Income taxes. Well, Buffett don't have income.
And that's ridiculously stupid. And you wonder how it happened, how to get there.
But again, that comes from lack of, going back to my mantra of every day, it comes from lack of information and thinking you're a part of something that you're really not.
But you're not. It's true.
We always think that we're a part of something. We want to feel a connection to something. But in actuality, we're really not connected to anything that we are really connected to.
And it also goes back to what I said earlier about he who controls the language controls the conversation.
This is right.
And
yeah, but these same things exist in other parts of the world. You got the same thing going on in South America, same thing going over in Eastern Europe. You got the same thing going on in the Mideast with just House Assad. You have these same groups that exist in every part of the world. Actually, they competing against each other using little people as, like somebody mentioned earlier, pawns.
And you know how they're using the little people all over the world, and it's really sad, is they are using the emotion of covetousness all over the world.
But again, goes to greed. I want to be something, but I'm not.
Well,
I want, and the lack of
without working for it,
and the lack of self-esteem. Because a lot of people, their worth is tied into their material,
their stuff.
Their material gain. And America has made it to where you don't think that you're successful unless you have toys.
Well, a couple of things I want to say. Black slaves in the South and ancestors, they didn't get paid. They worked the land. They made America very rich, and they never got paid. Whites capitalized off of that. If you want to say today, if we give funds to Israel, then they're also slaves too. Same thing with the poor people here in America. Why are you giving them funds? I believe Fianchi said if they move down to what, Arkansas, to get $50,000. Why?
Who moves to Arkansas to get $50,000?
Through the welfare system.
Huh?
No, Fianchi. Didn't you say on the show one time? One time, if Jews move to Arkansas or one of those states, they get $50,000.
He's missing in action.
From who?
South Carolina.
Who they get $50,000 from?
God, I guess the government.
I can't remember who said it. I've heard somebody say that. Every immigrant that comes to this country legally gets $50,000 to start a business.
That's not true.
And that's not true.
Not whatsoever.
And let me say this. There may have been grant programs at one time in the past over the years, but because it has happened, and I'm not going to say that it didn't because I don't know, but for us to think that people who are immigrants that come here,
why does the American taxpayers let the American government give Israel aid, foreign aid, also
other countries. The reason why we give money to Israel is because they're our closest ally in the Middle East. Namely,
yeah, but you don't need no ally in the Middle East. That is one of the biggest ripoffs to Americans that I could identify.
I got to disagree with you there, Bianchi. You got to have a safe place to port ships and put gas in them.
Here's the thing.
Hey, you can port your ship in Palestine.
You can port your ships in Greece.
You can port your ships in Egypt. You can port your ship any place. If you got money, like
the U.S., working out for us.
You can port your ships any place.
No, hold on, Bianchi. You can't port your ship to Egypt because right now we ain't even got it. We ain't even got a cup of water in Egypt, let alone a friend. Yes, South Carolina.
You know, here's the thing. If people will go online, and matter of fact, go to the government's website, the State Department website, it will tell you how much foreign aid is being given out. And in the grand scheme of things, Israel is about in the middle of the pack as far as receiving foreign aid. So you know, people talk about giving foreign aid to Israel. They're one of our allies. Countries such as Great Britain, and some of the other countries are receiving way more foreign aid than Israel is.
That's true.
I agree with you. They shouldn't get it either.
Well,
right. They shouldn't get it either.
Let me say this. The reason why you have allies is for the balance of power in the world. And you're speaking about something.
Sometimes I wonder, are they really our allies? Or
yes,
they're
really our allies because our militaries are able to block
it. Is South Korea an ally?
Yes.
Yes, they are.
Well, South Korea just successfully put a satellite in space. And you know what
North
media
Korea.
They said?
North Korea. North Korea.
Well, South Korea just done something space-wise because
they
have
been launching ICBMs.
But you got to understand that this is not a friend game like your friends. You know,
no.
we not buddies. We ain't kissing cousins. You scratch my back, I scratch yours. It's like France. You know, France is not our friend, but France, we don't want France as our enemy either. So we dance to France so that we don't have to fight France because we want to keep France where France is.
All you got to do is shoot a couple rockets
you know
over
what
the
I'm
bow
saying.
And then France throw up their hands in a white flag.
You know, it's like China. You know, China ain't my best friend, but I ain't trying to make no enemy with China. So I'm going to get in bed with China, and I'm going to rub his head, but I ain't going to back up China.
China's your enemy.
Hey, Tracy.
Hold on. China might be my enemy, Jeff, and I agree that China is my enemy, but China's not my enemy to the point that I don't do business with China.
Yeah, China
no, you have
China,
to do
China
business.
China has more ICBMs aimed at Russia than they do us. It's a known fact.
Hey.
So you definitely want to keep China as an ally.
What'd you say, Sadiva?
I said they're called frenemies.
They're
frenemies. They're not your friend nor your enemy.
Well, actually, they are.
They're your
actually,
enemy, but you got to keep them close so that you know you pretend to be friend. You pretend to have a friendship or a close relationship with them, so
we,
that you won't have no problem with them.
We have failed on our foreign policy and in our trade agreements with most countries because of somehow when they did this, they forgot to take care of home.
Well,
Tracy, back in 94, what happened was the whole economic outlook changed in 94 when Bill Clinton gave China most favored nation status.
It couldn't remain the same way all the time. And by the way, as I said before, South Korea just placed a satellite into orbit. There's a link by BBC.
Yep, I'm seeing it.
Now, right after that, you know what they said? They said by 2017, or maybe even 2014, they're going to start making their own rockets. Well, that's bad news to General Electric, who is one of those elitists y'all be talking about.
No, it ain't, because they don't have the technology to make their own rockets, and they're going to have to use ours or somebody else's. They're tied to General Dynamics, whoever. And the thing
technology,
is that's how...
Technology is not no secret recipe
sale.
To mother's meatloaf, Jeff.
It's for sale by those that have it, and you have to understand that we control most of those that have it. Right
now. I don't believe so, that Jeff.
Oh, yes, we do.
No, I don't believe that. Let me tell you why I don't believe that.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I don't believe that. It's because we have made a nation of disloyal people, and right now we work on greed. Instead, so you might buy it from an American worker, but you might buy it from a Chinese worker. You might buy it from a Russian worker. And if you look at technology the way it's going right now, we are giving more technology away. And now those people are no longer loyal to the United States of America.
Well, I mean, no, you
can
just...
Can I say something real quick about that?
Yeah, let's go ahead.
Well, I'm speaking as a person that used to design missiles for the military with Lockheed Martin. I have previous secret and top secret status, so I know a little bit about this. There's no reason why North or South Korea or China or anybody else can't make missiles, ballistic missiles, intercontinental, or even nuclear missiles if they wanted to. The only thing that we're used to looking at, like the countries that the United States could easily push around, like in the Middle East, like in Iraq, you know, they were able to embargo them so that they couldn't get the necessary processors, like what's called FPGAs, field programmable gate arrays, and high speed DSPs, digital signal processors, and things like that, for the hardware to process these algorithms necessary to do. You know, target acquisition and all this stuff for missiles. But we get all these processors now are made in Asia. So we have no way of stopping them from pursuing that, and eventually they will perfect it, and it may even be better than ours because they have the foundries right there in Asia, and so that was the only reason why we were able to prevent countries in the Middle East from getting it.
The reason why I say that, the reason why I say that right now, the way things stand within the globalization of this world, how they've done it, when we send something over to China or over to Turkey or over to Indonesia to get mass-produced and or to get sketched out, they steal massive technology from us.
It's called reverse engineering.
And actually, if you look at some of the technological advances that are open on their market, they're far more advanced than what we have in the United States, just based on our regulation here.
How much of a detriment is the selling of A123 batteries to China?
I didn't hear you. You said the detriment of what battery?
Okay, A123, they're the battery company, the lithium-ion battery company. They just got the Foreign Services Committee allowing the sale of that to China.
Yeah, right.
This is a company that we subsidize.
Yeah, it's a big deal because I can't talk about it too much because some of this is classified related. But
we don't want to see any black helicopters landing in your backyard. Yeah.
One of the things that prevents a lot of technological advancement, not just in the military, but just in industry and the commercialization in general, is the limited battery technology. And it's about to get really big. I mean, because there's a few people like the guy Ronnie Johnson. He has the air lithium battery. The guy that made the Super Soaker, he has the patent on the Super Soaker, and he has his own research lab now. He used to work for NASA and everything. He has that, but he's, government funded. They snatched him up to UK, so nobody, and there's a lot of things like that that it enables amazing things to happen. And if that gets out, then it can level the playing field on some things, on the battlefield, like for some munitions, shoulder launch munitions, or short range missiles, a lot of things. I mean, it's just so far reaching because just think about, there's a battery in everything today, but you're so upset that your phone is about to die. Your smartphone's about to die halfway through the day or whatever. But it's just these batteries enable just so much that.
And they're telling me the problem
really
is you can't. The problem is they're telling me that the issue with battery is not the size of them, but the cooling of them, because they can process them, but you can't cool them. And so
if you look
how hot your phone gets now.
Yep.
And so when you talk about, hold on, Bianchi, because I gotta let Jeff in, but when you talk about what's going on and other nations. What we used to have that was proprietary and innovative to the United States of America, we no longer have ownership of it because of our greed and our bad politicians and our bad legislation. We have given things away that we should have never let out of our circumference, the same as Al Jazeera in our broadcast.
Like Bill Clinton giving launch coordinates to China, or launch technology, to China.
What was that? Okay, Jeff, what was that about?
The thing is the public policy of the State Department was that nobody has ever fought with another country that was capitalist. So if you are a democracy or take part in capitalism, you're not likely to fight with the people that you're doing business with, because you want your money or this, that, and the other. Now, that was their whole mindset, and that mindset turned out to be very flawed, because China is killing us because they don't have the same values that we had at that time.
But now look at China, and Ben, wake up.
I'm awake.
Look at what's going on with China.
Mm-hmm.
China is not our friend. China is not our enemy, but China is. If we're in a position with China that we should not be in as a superpower country. because we are more reliant on them than they will ever be on us right now.
Well, that's why some African countries, and other developing countries are shunning the West and going with China.
That's what I'm saying.
Because of the political status that they take. Look what France, the president of France just said, you know, what they're going on in Mali, saying that French businesses need to be on the ground in Mali, being aggressive with China. Well, all they want to do is be able to take control of the things that China needs so that they can sell it to China rather than the Malian government itself.
And that, and that's my, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. When, so when you look at Israel, going back to what you need to have people that you know, at least we know, the way things stand right now. But the way things are going, the way that America is taking their foreign policy, even with Israel, because Netanyahu said the time is now when it comes to this nuclear weapon going on down there in Pakistan.
And well, Israel spy on the United States.
Israel has a military. Let them fight them. Don't America?
Missing the point, dog. I mean,
what I'm saying is, you cannot.
You talk about the manipulation of the media. Don't they almost the media?
Not Israel. Your Jews do, but not Israel.
The United States,
which has dual citizenship with Israel. So
go ahead. Not all of them do. I mean, but the thing is, it doesn't matter. They're sort of politically blinded, and they take on situations and they vote for things that are ultimately going to destroy them. And
it's only
going to
be a matter of time with them.
But going back to what I'm saying about having your allies, because allies are not friends. Allies are
allies.
Allies are allies. But if you look at what's going on with Israel, Israel needs America. And America right now is not necessarily siding with Israel. And if Israel is calling on help and the administration is blowing their nose at Israel, and which is going to take a turn in the future if we're not careful. And the last thing we need is people who we've screwed over in the Middle East.
But a lot of times Israel don't even want to come to the table and talk to the Middle East.
That would be the best thing for America in a long time.
To do what?
If it's one thing that I can shake Obama's hand on is the way he's treating Israel.
Listen, Obama's blowing Israel off. Israel's not blowing off Obama.
I think Obama's doing the right thing.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
What do you need him for?
I'm a bit confused here. What is the deal? Because I'm hearing it from Chicago. I'm hearing from Bianchi. What is the issue with Israel? Why is there such a disdain or a dislike for Israel? What have they done to us?
Well, I know that the administration asked Israel to sit at the table with some of the Muslim leaders, and they never sat with them, and all they wanted.
Let him explain it.
Once again, anyway, that's not their land.
Forget about the land, Chicago. Why won't Israel sit down with them? Wait a minute. That's not their land.
So if they can get those people back their land back, that's why they're fighting over this. It's a religious issue, and America needs to stay out of it.
Chicago, forget about the biblical deed. Do you believe in the spoils of war?
I'm saying this.
Do you believe
America
in the spoils of war? It's a yes or no question.
Once again.
Do you believe in the spoils of war? Yes or no question.
Well, first off.
I believe in the spoils of war. Let Iran have his nuclear weapons.
Israel was attacked. Israel whipped all over them. So therefore, that piece of real estate belongs to Israel.
End of question.
Well, no, it's not the end of the question. It's just a matter of time. And I'm going to be rejoicing.
What's the matter of time?
When the table's going to be changed. You know, we talk about land.
Wait a minute. Because we get more money to Mexico than we do to Israel.
Well, I'm not worried about Mexico.
Why? What's it against you? What do you have against Israel that you don't have against Mexico?
Well, see, that's the difference between Black Thought and you, Matt.
That's right.
We can agree. Let me finish. I'm going to let you understand. See, that's the difference between my experiences. my experiences and the environment I lived up in, my history, gives me a whole different philosophy and outlook of things that go on in the world than you do.
Okay,
and it would always be that way.
Okay, so I understand now that you say there's a difference between black and white, but explain why your position is different. What makes
When I look at the Palestinians, I can look at blacks down in Hilton, in Harris Neck, Georgia, who also had their land taken away by the U.S. government.
One thing that you don't know about nobody's taking into consideration is the history of the Palestinian people.
And you have to realize the United States seized more property from Mexico than the Israelis seized from the Palestinians.
The problem with white America is they think those are chosen people, but they're not.
I'm not talking about people.
I'm not white, my brother. I'm not white, and I share that sentiment.
Yeah, I do too.
But like I said, still, the United States has seized more territory from Mexico. I mean, we're talking 100 times more territory than Israel seized from Palestine. So,
well, Mexico is taking this territory back over, but they're doing it in a quiet way.
They're not quiet about it. La Raza is not quiet.
There's a reason it's called New Mexico.
Bianchi in Chicago, do you realize that Arabs living in Israel proper have full citizenship rights? They have the right to own property. They have the right to own a business.
They have the right to worship how they want to.
Well, they don't have, Palestine don't have access to this liquefied natural gas offshore.
Nor should they.
They don't own that piece of real estate now, do they?
Yes, they own it. Yes, that's their land.
No, they don't.
You know, here's the thing. Whatever the reason, if you go to war with me and I kick your butt and take your property, it's mine.
I call it a battle. You won that battle, but
whatever,
the war ain't over.
I want it, and for right
the
now, it's mine.
The Six-Day War.
Hey, Tracy.
Six-Day War. Mark,
hey, listen, here's the thing. You know, you want to talk about spoils of war? The spoils of war is a reason why most black people are here in the United States right now. Because we lost the war. We lost a tribal battle. And a good portion of that was lost to Muslims, okay, over in Africa. That's why we got our little butts over here now.
90%.
We were sold as spoils of war.
Yeah, now this is something you guys take, you know, you guys that don't care for Israel too much, and say that they're not the real Jews and this, that, and that. I've heard that a million times. The Bible says that once they come back into the land from the four corners of the earth, which they have since 1948, he said they will not lose that land again forever. So now, it's going to be make me a liar or you going to be right. We'll see whether they give up that land.
Well, Jews will tell you.
It is 2:57. You know what that means?
Almost time to go.
90 seconds. Get ready to yell up in the middle of it.
In all honesty, though, I mean, you've got more against the American.
Come back next Monday. Yeah. We'll continue the discussion. Tomorrow, Jeff and I will be here. Jeff will start the show off. I'm going to Rotary, and then I'll come in. And who knows what we'll do then. And you're listening to Tracy and Friends. You're on WSON AM 600. God bless you. Have a good time. Those of you who called in a little bit late, you're going to have to call back on tomorrow. And if you want to pick up this discussion, I'm quite sure Jeff won't have a problem with it, will you?
Not at all.
But you got to understand, you know, we'll do this again. But we're gone for the day. God bless you. Listen, there is a video.
I'll tell you
tomorrow. God bless and have a good one.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax, 302. 302-